Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say, yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. The Ohio State basketball team with a huge one tonight as they host number 24 Wisconsin at the Shot. No John Mobley Jr. tonight. He remains out indefinitely with a broken pinky finger on his shooting hand. Pre-game coverage here on The Fan gets underway with The Fan warm-up show at 7:30. The tip is at 8:30. The Ohio State women's basketball team dropped to 10th in the latest AP poll after their loss to Maryland on Sunday. They'll look to bounce back tomorrow night at 8 when they travel to number 23 Minnesota. Tyler Danberg has the call right here on The Fan tomorrow night. At the Winter Olympics, the United States trails Norway and Italy in the medal count with 20. In men's hockey, Elvis Merzlikins in Latvia getting ready to play Sweden. The winner faces Team USA tomorrow afternoon at 3:10. The U.S. women's hockey team will play Canada for gold on Thursday. This one's sponsored by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling, together to serve you better. Schedule today at thewaterworks.com.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Tuesdays are always jam-packed full of goodness around here. Joshua Perry in again, in all week for the Common Man. So good to see you, friend.
Howdy, how we doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Panama Ted, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Mike.
Tress, how you doing?
Doing good, Mike.
Everybody is here and accounted for. Now, this is what we got going on a Tuesday. We got Inside the Buckeyes, so I will take you through some of my top Buckeye things. Joshua, of course, you're here. You are more than free to jump on in there. If we're missing anything, that's at 3:46, 4 o'clock. It's See You Next Tuesday with Jen Winters. Jen was up there today working on something. I think T-shirts were on her mind today.
Interesting.
So I'm curious where we're going next, if she has a Common Man and Timmy T-shirt that's in the hopper, or if she's doing some work for some of the other shows. Either way, I am still interested. She's here for some radio station gossip. Always good. 4:30 Teddy segment. Pew, pew, rapid fire. So I can't wait for that. And then at 5:30, see, Teddy, what's the ruling here? I don't know if I
tonight
can call it Timmy time because that's me. It's one thing if Mike's over here kicking it to me under that name. I don't know if I want to call it something with my own name. I think I might just refer to it as Game Show Tuesday.
No, it's still, I mean, you can still play the song. It's still Timmy time.
Tonight!
I don't know.
You love the song. I know you love it.
No, I don't love the song. Joshua doesn't even know the song. I don't even think he's heard it yet.
He loves to hear it. Yeah.
Some British cartoon called Timmy time. Like singing about a little lamb with a lot to love, like things like that. I don't know. But this is what we're going to quiz Joshua Perry on today. His favorite sports movie of all time is Remember the Titans.
Yes, it is.
Game Ball, Ronnie Bass. So we're going to quiz you on that at 5:30, and I think it'll be fun for everybody to play along. How was your night last night? Getting into the week here, we We don't have a ton like lined up right now on the sports calendar as far as football is concerned, but spring football, I know, is just creeping right up there. It's a few more weeks, and then Buckeye football is going to get back to it here.
Yeah, I mean, I know the guys over at the Woody are in hell right now going through winter workouts, so got to probably check in with some people over there to see how it's gone. My night was good. I went over to my good friend Tyvis Powell's home to celebrate his birthday, cut some cake. We got him some Welch's. I told you we were going to bring that over there. He enjoyed it. He ordered Benihana on DoorDash, and there was a little bit of an issue. They forgot the yum yum sauce. You know, it took a little bit to get there. It wasn't ideal.
And it's not the typical DoorDash order.
Well, no, it's not.
Benihana, like, that's... You want to go and get the experience.
So last time I went to
catch a shrimp.
The last time I went to Benihana was with Tyvis and Laurencia and my wife and their children. And that was the most miserable experience I have had at a restaurant.
Really?
It took forever. They couldn't. I've got a shellfish
allergy. Was it a Saturday night?
Yeah, it was a Friday or a Saturday. So, of course,
did you have to have a reservation, or did you just go and wait?
No, we waited for a little bit, and then we got to the table, and they were just backed up. And I've got a shellfish allergy, so the hibachi thing's always a little bit of a deal.
Right.
But like, they're usually pretty good about, like, you know, creating a cooking my stuff first. And they couldn't figure that part out, which was a problem.
All the remnants are on the flat top.
It's fine.
Right?
Scrub them down great.
You don't have like a crazy allergy to it, like
not,
as long as it's not on your plate. What about like if it touches something with the oils that are on it or something?
They clean everything pretty damn good. Like, I think they're pretty good at that. But it was not a great experience, so they got that replicated. The one thing I did learn about Tyvis, he has lights in the toilet.
Lights in the toilet.
It's like a little light show. It like morphs, you know, it goes through the spectrum of colors, just kind of like
toilet bowl.
It'll glow and then it'll kind of go back and it'll glow a different color. So
what?
Yeah, different tax bracket over there. It's the first light up toilet I've ever seen in my life.
Like, okay, I'm seeing this here. Toilet bowl color, like 20 bucks. Well, I guess it's not the as big of a tax bracket as you think, if it's only like 15 to 20 bucks get this contraption.
He had it in the powder room. Never seen it before.
In the bowl.
Yeah.
Because I just Googled toilet lights, and here I've got like an indigo. I've got like an aqua blue. Huh. You know?
So you have a new toilet, right?
I mean, you can't.
You should put those in your new toilet.
So it's just like, it just clips to the side of the bowl.
That's it? So the last thing I was going to do was going to put my head in their toilet bowl to see how these lights worked. I just know lights there.
I didn't want you to like go like.
That's what it sounds like you wanted me to do.
I didn't want you to go all the way in. I'm thinking maybe if you like, you know, tilted your head on an angle, you could just see, learn a little bit about the contraption or where the device is hooked up.
There was no shot
that I was going to do that. But a toilet bowl light.
Yeah.
It's pretty fascinating. It's almost like a lava lamp inside the toilet.
There was a vibe, for sure. It felt like a vibey powder room.
Is it good?
It was fine. I was pleasantly surprised.
Did you turn the lights off?
Oh, I did. Once I realized that the lights were there, I was like, I don't even need the lights on in this powder room.
It's like a dance party.
It felt like I was at a club. Yeah. It
felt like one of the Bosa brothers.
All I needed was some thumpy thumper music. You know, I would have been good.
Exactly. Yeah. It matches my outfit. That's fantastic. So one thing that I've been watching over the last couple of days, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. We keep biting off episodes of Love is Blind.
Yeah.
And the one thing that, you know, this, it got me thinking about something that I've never had to do, at least the last time I had to do it, and I believe it's only the only time in my life where I went through an actual breakup. Now, of course, this was like face to face. We did not do the whole idea of the show where they don't get to see each other until they get engaged and then they finally get the reveal. I get all that, but it still had me going a little bit when they had to go in for an awkward conversation to break it off with one of these people.
Sure.
Because some of them seemed amicable, and then there was another one that you could tell was about to happen that wasn't going to be so amicable because the lady had the dude way high up and she's hoping that they're going to be the ones, but the guy had another girl that was ranked above you. So it just had me going, and I feel so fortunate and so lucky that I don't think in the future that I'm gonna have to go through a breakup. I wouldn't do it. It could get as bad as a marriage could possibly get. Oh, I'm not ending things.
Sarah would have to do it.
Yeah. All right. I'll choose misery over a painful divorce any day of the week. But it took me back to my college years.
Yeah.
When I had a gal that was just psychopathically attached to me.
Sure.
And I was, right?
Yeah.
I was breaking it off so I could go and get with Sarah, who is now my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just it was the worst thing ever. And I feel,
describe what was
I
bad
feel
about
for
it.
People that have to continue to go through this as they find their one. Like if you're in your mid 30s, maybe you've become like a grown up at this and it doesn't have to be a thing or a mental hurdle, but
I'm imagining
that it is still
that you're a professional at breakups,
possibly, right? Right? Where you can like rip the mental band-aid off and it's not a thing, you just do the work. But this the gal for me, like I had to go like to her apartment. Mm-hmm. And it was a mistake. It was weighing on me.
By the way,
it was, what am I going to do it on the phone or have her come to my place?
You should have gone to a neutral area.
Yeah.
Something that was not super familiar to either one of you. Takes a little bit of the emotion off of it, right? She's in her home. Doesn't feel good. Now she doesn't like the way her home feels. You got to go somewhere neutral.
Yeah, I understand that now. But I wasn't thinking that way.
Of course not. You were like, how do we get the hell out of here?
I wanted to get it over with.
Yeah.
Like, I knew for the past week that this was going to end. She clearly did not see that coming.
Oh, boy.
Thought that it was great.
So you didn't leave any breadcrumbs out there?
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
You didn't give her any inklings that this could be on the way? No, starting to...
I think subtly I tried. Like there were times where we would go out. Like Kansas was a house party type mm-hmm. of campus.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't really going to the bars or the clubs a lot. Like we would kind of hop around to different apartment or house parties. And we'd go out like, and you'd want to be out like with your friends, but then like girlfriends were coming too. And
yeah.
So you could all kind of just be friends together. She just would never want to stop like holding onto my arm or holding my hand.
She knew you were a commodity, though.
I'm talking the entire night,
Can I
at least stand here and have a conversation with some people?
We
without
can't
you
have you
clutching
out there
my hand.
Using all that wonderful personality and great charm and awesome looks on these other women out there. She had to let it be known that you were a taken man.
Well, I was about to be. I mean, there was a plan right after her, and it did end up with my marriage today. So it was the right call. But just what a miserable experience to have to go and do it. Hey, President Ted Carter, he put it pretty bluntly about the state of college athletics. We had a big interview with Ted and Dom Tiberi. What a sit down that was. You're going to hear from some of that next. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slow because of an accident. US 33 eastbound at the west outer belt. The center lane's blocked, so things are stop and go here. Also on the US 33 eastbound ramp to the west outer belt, there's an accident on the connector, so that's adding to the delays. And on the west side, I-70 eastbound at West Broad Street, it's an accident on the right side. This report sponsored by Audible. If you're stuck in traffic, why not take care of you? Who better to help you do that than the top voices and well-being on Audible? Get your first audiobook free when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audible.com/well-being. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Tonight. They've revolutionized the money clip. What does Tyvis Powell carry?
Say this word for word. You got that clip on you?
Oh, he's going to think you're talking about that.
What is that?
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy skies for us today with temperatures getting in the mid to low 50s. And then for tonight, we'll have a slight chance of showers overnight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with lows in the 40s and winds starting to pick up out of the south. We'll see gusty winds in the forecast for Wednesday with scattered showers. Otherwise, cloudy with gradual clearing and highs soaring into the mid 60s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The number one pizza expert and the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry is in for the Common Man this week. I would like to tell you real quick about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health, because low testosterone can be a real issue. It could be a big thing for a lot of men. It can lead to poor sleep, low energy, brain fog, reduced sex drive, yuck! And it can make it difficult to stay in shape. And as we all know, a healthy body plays a major role in your overall health and well-being. But more than this, Tri-State can help men lose weight, support metabolism, improve gains in the gym, and a lot more, because we got four targeted body composition plans. We got GH peptides, NAD+, GLP-1, and more. We got it in the pill form too. With the low T treatments combined with the body comp programs, most men are noticing real improvements and a renewed sexy time drive as well. So go to tristatemenshealth.com. They've still got all the greatest low testosterone treatments, plus everything else I just told you about. You take that little low T quiz, get that first $99 appointment. If you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of, your visit is free. There's so much cooking in 2026 at Tri-State Men's Health. So go and see them. TriStateMen'sHealth.com. We were just talking about breakups back there, and I'm watching Love is Blind, and they're just doing it in the early stages, and it still like takes me back to when you had to do that in real life. Oh, yeah. And how thankful I am to have been locked into this relationship for so long. I couldn't do it. And I don't know how people that are in the dating game can continually go out and do it. I'm racking my brain. She's the only one. This one girl in college, the only one I ever had to have a true breakup with. And it was awful, because I told you, like, I wish nothing but the best for her, but she was a stage four clinger, man. And it was just not, I mean, she would have picked up my tissues after I used them and sniffed them and put them in her pocket.
You got a lock of hair.
I'm telling you, after I left, she probably switched pillows and just jammed her face into it. Like,
gotta get the scent of Timmy.
Like, no, I don't. It made me nervous that somebody could like me that much.
Sure.
I don't like me that much.
We talked about it too. One of the more difficult aspects of the breakup nowadays is social media, where back in the day, I'm sure it's like, you could break up with somebody, and unless your social scene is so intertwined, you might never have to see or hear from that person again, like for years. And now it's like they can keep tabs on you. They can see everything you're up to. They can find your new partner. They can go on their page and they can stalk them. And that part makes it even worse, because you don't have that clean cut like you could have had in the past.
So my gal, she bumped into Sarah a couple years later. And it was not cool. And that blew me away. Like, when I heard the story, like, they met, I think they bumped into each other at Brothers. Just like we have a Brothers here in Columbus.
Yeah, yeah.
We had an It's Brothers that was the place to go. We had our 10 cent Wednesday night wing night, which was fantastic. 275 pitchers. We're getting Boulevard Wheats and all this and that. She bumped into her there. And it was like the like you said, she had been following things on social media or on Facebook and then kind of called her out as if like to say like, hey, like, you know, you're dating so and so, right?
That's bold.
And she thought they were going to have kind of like a funny laugh or a moment there about it. Like, oh, yeah, he's a great guy, you know, I put up with him, that kind of thing. And like, no, she was pissed. Like she was not cool with Sarah that she was attached to me. And was like, well, he was such a jerk to me. He's like, oh, he seems fine to me.
That is something else. I mean, the audacity of somebody to pull up on the new one and be like, you.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of, like, just out of nowhere.
Makes no sense, too.
It's insane.
Makes no sense over me. It makes no sense at all.
Going
back to middle school, high school, I never even had an actual dating thing.
Yeah.
There was no like locked in girlfriend. I probably wanted to, but it was never reciprocated. There was a couple that I would have moved in on, but it never worked out that way. Like the first kiss gal, like when I was in seventh grade, it was a Halloween night first kiss.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Like
wow.
We were like in the middle of the road.
Seventh grade, huh?
In the middle of the road because I lived back in this neighborhood where it was completely dark and nothing was going on. It wasn't the greatest trick or treating neighborhood because we had like acre and a half yards.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like moved to people's houses to have little Halloween parties type of things. And that's when it happened. And she didn't want none of it. So that didn't become a thing.
Seventh grade feels a little early.
Is that too young?
I think it is.
Back when I was banging, that was about normal.
Interesting.
What about for you?
I was in high school. Maybe I was a late bloomer. Who knows?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What's the difference now?
We're doing all right.
Yeah. We're just a couple of old guys, but no, I can't. I had somebody here in the chat telling me that they had a buddy who broke up with a girl and she started stalking him, and then they found her sleeping in their unattached garage, sleeping in his Jeep.
Yeah. Yeah. 911.
Dear God.
I'd like to report an emergency.
That's just, again, like there's a lot of good movies about this type of stuff.
Yeah. Usually the ending isn't very good.
Fatal Attraction.
Yes.
No bueno. Right?
Oh my gosh.
No good. Just stay away from me. I'm not that cool. Trust me, I'm doing you a favor. I'm doing you a big favor by breaking it off right now. Sarah's was almost worst. She had to break up with her guy. Again, this was the one that led to me. Like we had just hit it off and became a thing like for 6 months to a year when we were in college together. And she had been dating this guy going back to high school. And when she finally got the pieces rolling, it wound up being a rough one because it basically fell on Valentine's Day. So that's part of the great story with us. Yikes. Like there was a trip in my buddy's car up to Kansas City where we hit like a Krispy Kreme Slurpees daily double. Like we just were going up there having a good time, listening to music, hanging out together. There was not a lot of space in the car, so she sat with me in the front seat, so basically like she was sitting on my lap. Mm-hmm. So that was like the cool thing. We got the Krispy Kreme, we got the Slurpees, and then like later that week I knew that this was happening. Like she was gonna like, you gotta dump this fool. I don't care what's going on. Like we got to start this thing up. Okay.
Let me ask you
and
this.
And so it got to Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And that's when like the final note or message was sent that it was done. And he kept coming by. He kept calling her.
The drop.
He went to her parents' house in Kansas City. And then he showed up. He showed up on campus and came to the dorm and was asking for her, like asking the front desk attendant where she was.
This is stalking.
And they were like, that's not really what we do.
So
we're not going to call up to her room and demand that she comes down here because a crazy ex-boyfriend is here to see her. Sorry, buddy.
Take Valentine's Day out of it. Is it worse to do the breakup right before Valentine's Day or right after?
I don't think it's easier, so you may as well just do it on Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Make it a memorable story.
Just do it on Valentine's
Day. Do it on the day, you know?
Then
you're never going to want to partake in Valentine's Day ever again. It's kind of a kitschy holiday. Even to this day, we're just like a candy exchange. We don't do like the biggest stuff.
We
get each
either.
Other our favorite chocolates, have a nice dinner, and call it a night.
I think a lot of it is overdone. People are trying to grab your money. Keep it in your pocket.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's one of the classic Hallmark holidays.
Yeah.
So if you got a breakup coming up, folks, I apologize. I hope it goes okay, because I am not envious. Just make sure you get into that relationship, that next one, and just stay in it at all costs.
Jeez.
Just avoid the breakup. Choose misery over breaking up any day of the week. All right. Ted Carter comments coming up in 2 minutes here, because he and Dom got into a lot of stuff about the future of college athletics. Don't go anywhere. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some backups on the west side. I-70 eastbound at West Broad. Your right lane is blocked by an accident, and traffic is stop and go from I-670. Also on US 33 eastbound at the west outer belt, there's an accident. And this has your two center lanes blocked, so plan for some backups here as well. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card. You're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, yeah.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
The future of college athletics, what the hell does it look like? I don't know, Joshua, if any of us really have the answer to that. We don't have the answer to that. But
sure,
the one thing that I rest easy about, and I've said this before, is at the end of the day, we are still given a game to go out and watch. You know, the process of how we got there. How did we construct the roster? What does recruiting look like? Who is our coaching staff? How much money is everybody making? All of those things are major hurdles, right? To try to get to the end game. But we do have a game eventually on a Saturday, whether that's a lot of them are going to be big noon kickoffs, right? They're going to shove those down your throat. You could have some fun primetime games. You're eventually going to have a game where guys run out of that tunnel wearing the scarlet and gray, and they're going to play for the fans, for you guys. Like to think they're going to play for each other. They're going to play for themselves, too. And they might all have different goals in mind. I'm hoping it's to win the game first and foremost, and then see to take it wherever their careers go. And a lot of that is unchanged. You know, I think that has always been there with what you're playing for, why you're doing it. Each to each man, it could be a little different, but That's what I think I know. Like, that is, that level of the game is always going to be there. It can professionalize as far as it's going to go. I've kind of always felt that they were deserving of that. And so they owe it. The system owes it to the athletes right now to make sure that this thing is sustainable and that it works going ahead.
Yeah, I think it's an intriguing thing, because I would agree with the idea that the system should work for the stakeholders, and the biggest group of stakeholders would be the athletes. But there are a lot of different people with different desires that are pulling in different directions when it comes to this. I've said this before, but if you're a student athlete right now, certainly things are imperfect, but I'm not sure that you would want to change the system, because it feels like you have a lot of the power and a lot of the leverage back in your hands. Guys and gals are getting paid probably a lot more than they would if this was more of a systematized type of setup. People are basically holding programs hostage right now, and I don't think it's the right approach. But if you're an athlete, why would you want to change that? I think administrators
would like for it to look more like what it looked like before than what it looks like today. Maybe you throw a couple dollars at these kids, but certainly I don't, they don't want to deal with what they're dealing with. So
when you say before,
before NIL, before transfer portal, I think they want the power back.
Of course they do.
Right.
But so it's never going back.
It's not going to, but yeah. I think that's the biggest obstacle here is where is a middle ground where we're not trying to litigate every aspect of NIL.
Where we don't go to court.
Eligibility. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want government involved in something.
Well, they might need to.
Like this, but there's so much money that's being thrown around.
I mean, you make the law. Maybe you can try to challenge the law in court, but the law is the law. That's the problem right now is nothing's enforceable because everything is illegal and there's not really a law to carve it out.
I mean, they're all just going to sue for antitrust is what's happening. And it's got a lot of these college athletes paid this way. So Ted Carter, the president of Ohio State, he's talking with Dom Tiberi, and you can see this on both of our YouTube channels, 10 TVs, 97.1 The Fan. So it's some good stuff. It's a good 21-minute conversation, and Dom's great in these settings too. He's talking with Ted here and asks him if he's worried about NIL and college sports. You better believe he is.
I am worried, and I'll just say right up front, I'm not trying to make a headline. It's not sustainable. I mean, if you look at their trajectory of when we started with the House versus the NCAA and where we've just gone in the last couple of years, yes, we're moving them out of third party to more interior. We've got this college sports commission that's supposed to help vet all this. It is not sustainable over the next 3 years unless something changes. Now, that said, Ohio State is still competitive. There's only about five schools in the country that can play at this level right now in terms of NIL. Fortunately, we're one of them. But even at that level, especially we want to field a really good men's basketball team, a women's basketball team, and compete in other sports like ice hockey, it's not sustainable. Something's going to have to give.
You know, the good part in there is, he shouts out the strength of our own program here, our own university in Ohio State, and how you are a money machine. You're a cash cow. When you think about the Big Ten Conference, everybody's known this for decades and decades.
Sure.
It's about the Buckeyes. Like, the Buckeyes make the Big Ten what it is. There was the follow up there, how to keep NIL from getting too out of control. Again, I think it already is.
I think there's going to have to be some rules that are put up, like bumper pads on the bowling alley, to kind of make sure that you're not throwing the gutter ball. And, that hasn't happened yet. I mean, whether it be at the NCAA level, whether it be the conference commissioners through the university presidents and chancellors getting together, or even legislation coming out of the government, something's going to have to accelerate this so before it gets too far out of control, which some people would argue it already is now.
And he didn't. So you got those couple of clips. He didn't go too far into in depth into the weeds as to what that is, because he mentioned legislation. He mentioned, the federal government a couple of times in there. And I know a lot of people that puts them off. I'm not one that wants to see it go that way. Anyhow, I still think there's a better job you can do developing a commission. The one that we have now isn't doing anything.
I just don't know.
Setting up an actual rule book for this.
Right. But when the rules aren't, when they can be challenged in court every step of the way, I have no idea what more rules actually do. I think that's what a lot of people are getting at here. It's where my frustration comes. And it's, to the question about what are they doing? I think they're trying to figure out rules. I think they're trying to figure out a structure that would make sense here. But I think they're also talking to the lawyers that they work with and will we actually be able to pull this off? And a lot of it feels like, yeah, maybe for a little bit until somebody decides to take you to court. And that's where they keep going back to this idea of federal legislation to try to figure this thing out. I think the other thing that pops into my mind when we have these conversations, though, is, and President Carter mentioned this, Ohio State is one of the few programs that can just say, if this is a game we're going to play, we can outlast everybody because we've got the resources. We've got all the infrastructure to be able to do it. How long can people actually continue to participate? To me, that would be one of the things that starts to turn the tide, is if they're we pop up one year and, 90% of Power Four schools are just can't do it. Right. All the kids can't just go to the 10% of schools. They have to fill out rosters one way or another. And the problem with where we're at right now is everybody hates it, but they keep feeding into it. Nobody is going to willingly be I'm just not going to participate in the way that things are right now, because nobody wants to get left behind.
but it adds to the problem that everybody is doing it this way, even though they don't want to.
It's a little bit like, think about what LIV Golf has done.
Yeah.
With the PGA Tour, right? Like, they're backed by the Saudis, who have just a ridiculous bankroll. They have an endless supply of cash, right?
Yeah.
But the point remains, are you going to keep flushing money into something if you're not going to make it back? Now, the difference here, though, is that LIV Golf is not getting eyeballs. It's not successful in that regard, because it's a very, very tough thing to do that, right? They've tried. When you have an established entity, like, think of someone trying to create a new NBA.
Sure.
You know, here that you're trying to get people here in the States.
I mean, we see it with the spring football leagues every year.
You see it with football, right? Yes. Like, you cannot make another NFL,
right?
And compete with it. It's done. Sometimes something was done 50, 100 years ago. It's entrenched. It's just in the fabric of that country's, you know, culture.
Yep.
It's there. You're not touching it. College football, like, it's always going to be there. But if this becomes too expensive and it's just bleeding your universities dry, like, what the hell? We mentioned him yesterday. What is Rutgers doing? How do they keep waking up and seeing on their spreadsheets that we're a half a billion dollars in debt since we started doing this, and we're in the richest league? Like, not everybody can survive doing this. So I understand
the point
it.
That I'm getting.
You're
at.
Making that point. Yeah. And that's where, like, Ted Carter says there's five schools,
right?
Universities out there that can do this, but it's still, like, you look at Ohio State, the revenue and the profits, like, they're spending a ton.
Oh, yeah.
They're making a ton, but they're spending almost that exact same amount.
No doubt.
Every single year.
And I think that might be one of the tipping points here, is, like, you get to a point where most of these schools are like Rutgers, and we saw Florida State, and I know they're going through a stadium renovation, but they're running a huge deficit right now. Like, out of necessity, some of these schools might just be like, can't do it, sorry. And maybe that's the thing that that forces people to come to the table. If you've got a majority of college athletics saying, literally, we're tapped, like, we actually, it's not that we don't want to do it, we never wanted to, we actually can't do it, I think all those schools will make everybody else come to the table and say, how do we fix this problem?
What about being employees? Ted Carter spoke to this.
Well, it'll be a conversation for sure. And it may happen, you know, coming out of the White House, for all we know. I mean, there could be a commission put together that will talk about how does this play out. I'm a big believer that we don't want to make our athletes employees, because I think ultimately they lose. They lose things like scholarship. There'll be much less incentive to graduate and get a degree, which is something that we hold dear. They could lose support for medical care after they leave a program. So I just see more downside to becoming an employee or becoming unionized than the upside. And then, depending on states and employee rules, you might have to actually apply for some of these positions. So, you know, be careful what you wish for. The second, third order effects are not going to be what you like.
Yeah. And
well, the other part,
I've always wondered if it would ever go to a place where this going to school is actually an optional part of it. Like, if you really weren't there for the education, like he talked about that, maybe you could sign on to just play sports. Like, if you're really that good and you're going on to another level.
It feels like that's where we're headed, but that would alienate
the Carson Beck thing too?
A ton of people.
Carson Beck clearly wasn't going to school at Miami.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm working on a degree, but obviously I'm not going to. And then he, like, left it out there. I'm not going to finish that degree.
Now,
obviously,
he's leaving, and classes were done in December. Like, he wasn't about to sign up for more classes. So I get that aspect of it.
It really seemed like he hadn't been going to classes the entire semester.
I think he had to be enrolled in something, but I don't think he was going to a physical class. It's neither here nor there. The quiet part that President Carter didn't say out loud too, when it comes to this idea of athletes being employees, he's like, might have to apply for roles, which, again, that becomes a little bit of a weird spot. What do you do about medical care? All these different things. How about guys getting fired? Like, I keep warning student athletes that are like, we have to do this. We have to become employees. We have to become unionized. Like, brother, I listen, I work on contracts. I've been at jobs. I've been cut before in the NFL. I've never been fired from a job since then, thankfully. But, like, you can get fired.
Oh, and they'll fire you with a contract, too.
Oh, they will.
The contract doesn't mean anything as far as...
Absolutely not.
It feels like it means something, but at the end of the day, it really doesn't.
And so that's the other part about it, too, is, like, that if you want to play in that world where you have to be accountable to actually being an employee and, like, showing up late which some of these guys like to do because they're young and immature, that'll get you fired.
Yeah, you're going to make that money. There's going to, and Deion Sanders has actually been one that like has stuck up for this. We're going to make all this money.
I don't like that.
Start
he's
acting
doing
by
that,
some. Start acting like adults. They're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
As I take you inside the Buckeyes, one program has a very tasty tradition that's coming up next. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We do still have an accident on US 33 eastbound at the West Outer Belt with those two center lanes blocked. You can plan for stop and go traffic from Post Road. Also on the west side, I-70 eastbound at West Broad Street. It's an accident on the right side. Plan for slowdowns from I-670. And traffic is slow on I-670 westbound between I-71 and 3rd Street. This report sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for non-stop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 21+. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Tyvus. Are you and Bob Marley related since you're both Jamaican?
No, me and Usain Bolt is.
Oh, that's also
a... Who would win in a race?
Don't even ask that.
T-Bone and Tyvus.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan.
It's Timmy Hall.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Guest Hotline is sponsored by Airflow Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Their favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
We are going to take you inside the Buckeyes here in moments, but first we are brought to you by our good friends at Hinderer Motor Company. Coming up here at 4 o'clock, it is See You Next Tuesday with our gal, Jen Winters. We'll find out what's going on here around the radio station, what she was working on up there today. Teddy, let's go inside the Buckeyes. Yep.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
I would like to start, Joshua, with some good, clean Buckeyes. How about this baseball team? I know they did not have a great season last year. They've churned through a couple of coaches here in the last several years. Maybe Justin Hare is the guy to get these guys pointed in the right direction. Maybe this is a chance for them to be over 500 this year and take a step. They gave up just 6 runs in 3 straight wins over St. Louis, a series sweep to start 3-0. They were down in Florida. I believe they were at the Pensacola Blue Wahoos facility to play this game. If there were some Buckeye fans that were traveling down there, they had a little meet and greet with the team, I know, leading up to this series. That was a cool thing that they did. They didn't hit any home runs, but they stole 10 bases. They made just one error in the field. Errors in the field were just a mega problem for them last season, mm-hmm. So that's good. But the team's really excited. And if their pitching staff takes a big step forward, like it looks like they've got some starting pitching this year, then let's go. And I saw this little tradition that will be brewing with Ohio State baseball. If they sweep the series, they're getting Culver's milkshakes.
Ooh.
Right? I mean, how great was that?
I like that.
They had a little picture there of the Culver's ice cream.
Definitely
that was getting,
like that,
you know, doled out there. I contend that as far as places you can go that have a window
That is about the best ice cream you are going to find. Now, I know Dairy Queen has a window too.
Well.
But that custard at Culver's, it is so delicious. It is impossible for me to dine at a Culver's and not go away with some kind of ice cream treat, whether it's a concrete, whether it's just a little bit of the vanilla custard with the blue and white sprinkles. I gotta have some of that stuff. It's too good. It's like crack cocaine for me.
Yeah, I mean, I like Culver's generally, but the idea of going there and not getting a sweet treat seems a little bit opposite of what logic would tell you to do. So I love that little tradition for them. That's exciting. In terms of places with the window that has really good ice cream, the soft serve at Sonic used to be a go-to for me. That one right there on Old Tangi River Road when I was leaving the Woody going back to my apartment.
Oh, yeah. Is there any other Sonic in town?
There's one at Polaris.
Okay, there's one up there.
Where I'm at. I think there are a couple more in town.
But the one that you're talking about is close to us here. It's not that bad.
I used to stop there like three nights a week and get a soft serve. It was one of my favorite things to do.
I used to like their the Sonic, like the cream slushies.
Yeah.
Like the lime or whatever. The cherry limeade. They used to run the big giant like styrofoam drinks, the 4 to 6 like happy hour.
You get the big ass one. It was phenomenal.
Tremendous drinks.
When I was living in North Carolina as a kid, we used to go there and then we moved away and their Sonic didn't come here until like years after we moved, and I would just miss it all the time. But
well, if you're in North Carolina, you just go to Cookout.
Well, yeah, Cookout's great.
Cookout's got the best value meal in the game. They've got all the milkshakes there. You can sub the milkshake in for the soda.
For sure.
I don't know what their prices have skyrocketed to now with everything else. I'm sure they're still
cheaper.
Haven't
been to one in years.
I'm sure they're still cheaper than everything else, but you used to get the burger or barbecue sandwich plus two sides plus a milkshake for $6.50.
Oh, there's no way.
It was like a dollar add-on to get the milkshake instead of the soda. The soda value meal was like $5.50, $5.25.
We'll price check this when we come up on a break, but there's no way it's even remotely close. But to get back on topic, one of the things that I want to do now that I live back in town is to support my Buckeyes more. I enjoyed going and when I was in college, I would watch different sports and look at the different athletes. Baseball game is on the list for me this spring. So
They'll have you.
Be excited when they're back in town because I want to check them out.
I know they run some hot dog deals there. They run some great ticket deals, and it's a good thing to get the family out to if it's a nice day.
Yes.
Go out there, support them if they're going to make a run or take a step forward this year. Give them some time. It's year two of the program, and let's see where this thing can go. So Jake Diebler, head basketball coach, he's got the big game against Wisconsin coming up. We'll get more into this later in the 5 o'clock hour. The Bracketology Watch, they're in the first four out. So this one tonight, Wisconsin's got a number next to them now. They're really, really good here lately. They're ranked 24th. So it's gigantic for your tournament future once again. Diebler on his radio show yesterday on if they have talked about the NCAA tournament as a team together.
We talk about what our goals are, and for me, it goes back to what we're fighting to get this program back to. But I want our guys, the best way to do it is to focus on playing as well as we possibly can against Wisconsin. And so that's the focus of our team. But, part of this is playing in big-time meaningful games this time of year, and we've positioned ourselves to do that. We've taken steps forward. We've been dealt some adversity here at not the ideal time, but that doesn't change the mission. It doesn't change the focus. Our focus is making sure we are ready. We have a great plan to play as well as we can against Wisconsin.
I love that the music came in at the end there. I don't care. I don't care what you say. It's the NCAA tournament should be on every single player's mind.
Yes.
Like, that should be the end-all, be-all. We have to go to the big dance at a program like this every single year. Even in years where you're not going to make it, you still have to talk about it, think about it, know that that is the number one goal every year. A couple more things for women's basketball. Jelani Cambridge, she's on the Naismith Trophy late season team, and she's one of 30 people that are on that list. She is one of the best players in the country. She's second in the Big Ten in scoring. She's at almost 23 points per game. So I know they're upset they lost that game to Maryland, but Buckeye women's team still having an unbelievable season right now and still chasing it down in the Big Ten. Buckeye wrestling, they finished their dual seasons 18-1. That's their record. Their duels season, 18-1. The only loss came on Friday. They were at number one Penn State. The Lions are good. They hammered the Buckeyes.
Yeah.
And we beat Maryland 29-16 on Sunday, so now it's on to Big Ten Championships. That's March 7th and March 8th at State College. Of course, Penn State gets to host that, as good as they are right now. Jen Winters is going to stop by, show off all the station gossip for us next. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is still backed up because of the crash on US 33 eastbound at the West Outer Belt. It's been in the two center lane, so that's why things are bumper to bumper back to about Post Road. Also on the west side, I-70 eastbound at West Broad Street. It's an accident on the right side here. You're slow from I-670, and just some heavy pockets of traffic out there already slowing things on the north side. I-71 northbound between I-670 and 11th Avenue. This report sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This New Year's, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. The Ohio State basketball team with another opportunity tonight to add to their NCAA tournament resume, hosting 24th-ranked Wisconsin. The Buckeyes will be without John Mobley Jr. for the second straight game. He's out indefinitely with a broken pinky finger on his shooting hand. Tip-off tonight from the Shot is at 8:30. Other notable college hoops action tonight in the top 25, a big one at Mackey Arena with 7th-ranked Purdue hosting number 1 Michigan. Number 9 Nebraska is at Iowa, and Miami of Ohio looks to make it 26-0 tonight at UMass. At the Winter Olympics, the United States is behind Norway and Italy in the medal count with 21. Live right now in men's hockey, Sweden leads Latvia 2-0 after the first period. The winner faces Team USA tomorrow at 3:10. This update sponsored by Jermaine Toyota. For unbeatable service and sales, visit Jermaine Toyota on the corner of I-70 and Bryce Road or online at jermainetoyota.net. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry is in this week, and look who has sauntered into the studio right now. It is our gal, Jen Winters! How you doing, Jen?
I'm good. How are you?
How's everything going up there?
It's going. We're busy.
Very busy?
We're very busy, and it's exciting.
You were telling me today that you were working on t-shirts.
Yes.
That was the thing that was happening. Are they Common Man and Timmy t-shirts? Other shows? Everything?
Everything. Nice. We're going to try and launch a merch site here pretty soon.
Yeah.
It's just got to get approved, and then we have to figure out pricing and all that stuff. But there are so many things that you can do now with a third-party like distributor. So they can print, they can sell, they can send it out, and we just get some profit.
I feel like we just got to the t-shirt maker that we have now.
Yeah.
Did we not? No,
it's like been 2 years.
Can we still,
actually,
can I still go on the website and
you can still go to Breaking Tees for right now. There is an old Pizza Madness t-shirt from last year, and it says Man and Bones Pizza Madness, that you can still purchase, and other show shirts, but pretty soon those are going to be probably on their way out.
Well, because we just did, for this show, we just did a nice, good, clean boy t-shirt, and someone had also just tweeted me...
You got the shit.
Yeah, I think our guy Mike's bottom half just sent us a picture of the
shit. So we'll be transferring those over to the new place.
Okay. So,
we'll transfer them over. And then I know that our loyal Discord members, they've, you know, set up their own Discord about Common Man and Timmy and T-Bone and Tyvus, have a whole channel of nothing but t-shirt ideas. So I will be going in there and perusing and see what we can maybe make happen.
Did I really just say Mike's bottom half back there?
Yeah,
I think that's Emma Watson.
But I like Mike's bottom half.
That could be somebody is going to grab that handle before the end of the segment. So I think that's a new one now.
Can I take this a little bit of a different direction here?
Sure.
My friend sent me this tweet from Jeff Passan. It says, MLBPA Executive Director Tony Clark resigned after an internal investigation revealed that he had an inappropriate relationship with his sister-in-law, who had been hired by the union in 2023.
My God.
Wow.
The inappropriate relationship at work is something that boggles my mind every time I see it, because you know that you're just not supposed to, but the sister-in-law?
Dear God.
What are your thoughts, guys?
What are my thoughts? Yeah. That's gross.
I'm trying to figure out which sister-in-law this is. Is this like
your wife's sister?
Or is it your brother's wife?
Either way, that makes for an awkward family reunion.
I'd like to know.
Wait. Yes. Which one's worse? Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'd like to know which one it was.
What's worse? Your wife's sister or your brother's wife?
Oh God.
Brother's wife.
Ah, your wife's sister is insane.
I disagree.
Oh.
But I don't have a sister. I have a brother.
I guess that's why I can't imagine that.
Oh yeah, because you don't have a brother, you have a sister.
I could get with Travis, my sister's husband.
Mm.
So that would be about the same, or I can get with my wife's sister.
Or
Becky.
You can just get with Sarah. How about that?
I got with Sarah. Okay. And we're in it till the bitter end. In it till the end, baby.
Man, that's dirty. I mean, not dirty, but that's
yuck. It's wild.
That's disgusting.
I saw that tweet and I was like, is this real? It's real.
Jeff Passan had that.
Yeah.
I trust everything Jeff Passan.
No, because it was sent to me from one of my guys who is an MLB writer who would have vetted this like thoroughly.
We need to get
before
Jason
sending
Stark
it.
On the phone.
Oh, Stark's if it's out there, Stark knew about Stark. It. Jeff Passan, though, you talk about a good clean boy.
Yes.
This dude might be approaching 50, and he's gonna look like he's 22 years old.
We looked this up weeks ago. He's like 45 years old.
He's got a boyish charm to him.
His headshot
like
makes him look taller than he actually is. He's got a tall head.
What's a tall head?
Like a Peyton Manning head.
You see him in the bubble on X, or you see him in a box on one of the shows, and he looks like a tall guy, and then you see him in person, he's not.
I don't understand tall head.
The head of a tall man on a short man's body.
I've never looked at someone's just profile pic.
You've never
of their
looked
head
at somebody and not seen
that they
their
were
whole
tall.
Body and been like, oh, that's a tall guy or that's a short guy. You've never done that before.
I don't even know if I looked at Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, just his head, if he would be tall. I might think he's small. I feel like Kareem's got a tiny head.
I think
for
Wemby's got a short guy's head.
He does. Wemby definitely does.
Wemby, if you just saw a headshot, you would think he
think
was a
that
little
Wemby
guy.
Wemby was like, you know, a stick guy.
Yeah, you wouldn't think he was a 7 foot whatever.
Wemby's got a head the size of a baseball.
So normal size.
Like a Men in Black head.
So you would see
like
a headshot of Wemby and you wouldn't think that he was over 7 foot. That's the point.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
All right. This is why you're here.
Yeah.
I've never thought of that before.
I'm surprised you've never thought of that.
No.
All the things that you've thought about.
Mm-mm.
How about my head?
Your head's normal.
Yeah, I think it fits.
So does yours.
Thank you.
I mean, it's a perfectly proportionate head for your body.
I appreciate it.
Because you're a linebacker. You've got some thickness to you.
The issue is when the face starts to go this way. That's where I can tell that I need to get back on it. Puffy.
Yeah, I think my face has started to puff up a little bit too.
That's why you just grow your hair down over your face so nobody sees it. Hi.
Nothing like
Jen Winters for the flat iron.
Nothing like a puffy face, right? Jen Winters is here. Jen Winters is here breaking down what's happening at the station. We just got into the the dirty MLB Players Association director.
But what we've got Pizza Madness coming up here.
We still have nominations are still open. If you go to pizzamadness.pizza,
yes,
nominations are open. As of right now, we have 1,954 nominations.
My God. Pizza Madness this year presented by Billiards Plus.
So thank you guys. And the closing will be... The votes will be closing on Friday. So you have until Friday to head to pizzamadness.pizza to vote for your favorite local place.
And we want pizza places.
Absolutely.
We want pizza shops to reach out to you, like on social media, so they can get a digital kit.
Yes. Because
we want people to talk this up in their
shops.
Reach
out to us. Yeah. And if you are interested, if you own a pizza place, if you work for a pizza place, and you're interested in participating and getting your customers to vote for you to advance in our bracket, reach out to us on our socials. You can find us at 971thefan on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, X. Everywhere. So please reach out to us and we can get a digital brand kit over to you.
Beautiful.
So you can get that stuff out there. And
beautiful.
Yeah. So please, please, please. And then we'll be announcing the brackets, unveiling them on March 2nd. There might be a little bit more to unveil then as well.
A little bit more to talk about.
I can say right now.
It's a nice teaser.
There'll still be more, because you know why? I'll see you next Tuesday.
Hey,
oh, come on, Chris. Oh, my God. There you go.
Yeah.
The people in the YouTube chat want me to do this dance with Tim.
Come on, Josh.
That's
Josh,
a hell no. I'm never doing it.
It's all good.
Never doing it.
Why is nobody wiggling? Why am I the only person that's wiggling?
Because
Teddy, come on.
Well,
come
on. The whole song started because I don't like it, right?
Yeah, I know.
So nobody likes
the
song.
How does anything start?
Because I don't like it.
You don't like your song? You don't like your song?
Yeah. It's coming up. It's not, you know, Live and Let Die. I mean, we're doing our ranker of Paul McCartney songs.
I like
coming
Paul McCartney after he worked with Elvis Costello in the Flowers in the Dirt era.
What about Abbott and Costello?
I don't know who's on third, though.
What's on second?
And who made it to home base?
I don't know who's on third.
You know who it was? It was Tony Clark of the MLB Players Association.
With his sister.
With his sister-in-law.
Oh, in-law, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
What if it was just his sister?
Then, well,
feels like it's
a
good time for a break, Timmy.
About a state down south, but we won't do that.
What are you, Jim Everett?
Look at
Jim
this
Rome
guy.
Show. If you call me Chris,
if you call me Chris,
we're going to need to take a station break. I bet I do. I'm going to start calling you Josh instead of Joshua.
Let's not
to station break this
Please.
Thing. Oh, you'd beat me up so bad.
Can we tape that for content? Because I would totally post that.
What would you do to me if I, like, how would you, just one punch, like, right to the.
I'd hit you with a little
jaw,
combo.
Uppercut.
I'd hit you with a little
a two
combo.
Punch?
Yeah.
A jab.
Probably a three piece.
Would you want to knock him out instantly, though, or just kind of, like, drag it on a little bit just so he can feel it?
Knocking me out would be too polite, right? You'd just want me to be in a lot of pain.
Maybe, like, a jab, hook, jab, uppercut.
You'd want to bust the nose.
Yeah.
That's what you'd want to do.
Yeah.
Just
bloody up the
nose.
See if you got a glass chin, you know?
Why you got to be gross?
Because Mike's not here to be gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glass chin for sure.
I could burp for you too, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I know. Jen, good to see you.
I love you guys.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Love you too. Joshua Perry is getting tired of all these unks talking about the good old days. He's going to explain next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is stop and go because of the crash still on US 33 eastbound at the west outer belt. Now the three left lanes are blocked. Plan for bumper-to-bumper traffic from Post Road. We've got a stall on the north outer belt westbound after I-71 north. It's on the left berm, so that's why we're seeing delays. And traffic's heavy and slow on the east side, I-70 eastbound between Livingston Avenue and US 33. This report sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news. We're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan. The O.N.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We could see a few rain showers overnight into the Wednesday morning rush hour across central Ohio. A mild night with upper 40s. Warm on Wednesday. My forecast high is 63. The record high is 66. 60% chance of rain first half of the day. Drier the second, and it will turn gusty in the afternoon. It stays warm on Thursday with a 50% chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs in the 60s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No! No, 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 no!
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry is in today for The Common Man. If you ever miss anything on the program, like if you missed anything from CNX Tuesday with Jen Winters back there, do not worry. As soon as the show is done, all the episodes get uploaded into podcast land. Basically, what that means is any single platform you get your audio at, it will be there. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Podcast comes right to your feed. You get the famous weekend podcast as well. And it's all brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was asking you, like a way that you talk, like I forget who it was back in that spot, but it was the way that the town Canton was pronounced. Mm-hmm. Talked about this recently with Mike too, because I've heard him go with a hard T. Are you a hard T guy? If the T's in the middle of the word,
right.
Or do you like to soften it out? Like I would just say Canton.
Yeah, I think I would say Canton, but I don't know if I've met anybody from Canton that would say Canton with the hard T. So I feel like that's more a function of like, that's how they do it. I'm from here. We were just going back and forth. Like you were like, would you say mountain or mountain? And I think it just depends. It depends on the scenario. It depends on who I'm with. Am I more
depends on who you're with.
Well, like, you know, if I'm
like,
doing,
if you're hanging out with an old English crowd, no, you would say the mountains up there.
If I was doing a presentation and the word mountain happened to be in there, I would pronounce the T. If I was at a paid engagement with a suit on, I would probably pronounce the T. So if I'm talking to me and you
just here on the show,
I would be like mountain.
Soft T is fine.
In my most formal settings, I'm enunciating the words as prescribed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I think it just depends.
I can kind of get that a little bit. I would see you said that about how like where you're from might dictate it, but then I never go with the hard T. I let it roll. I guess that's a little looser that way.
You're just a casual guy.
I feel like it is a little bit more casual.
It is.
And it's just sort of it's just a easier way to get the word out.
I agree with that.
I'm gonna go hang out in Canton.
Gonna go to a football game in Canton later this week.
In Canton.
I don't even know if I was saying just the word Mount, like Mount St. Mary's. I might just say Mount St. Mary's. Kind of soften the T even in that word a little bit.
And now we're getting a little too loose here.
All right, so.
Yeah, tighten up a bit.
You're texting me yesterday about like how unks in sports mm-hmm. are starting to bother you.
A little bit.
I don't know, because we got to wish Michael Jordan a happy birthday. Like, we should have done that. Should have done that long ago at the start of the show.
It's his birthday.
His airness is celebrating another birthday here today.
Happy birthday.
So, I mean, to me, Michael Jordan will still always have the edge over LeBron James, even though LeBron is right there. It's more like a 1A, 1B type of thing. You're going to point to the statistics, how LeBron's had the longevity, and I can't really make... I'm not going to try to sit here and make any arguments against LeBron James for what he's done. It really, you know, the tipping point comes down to how many championships were won, and it does not look like LeBron's going to catch Michael Jordan in that capacity. And then I can point to the years in Michael's prime where he wasn't even in the NBA with the first retirement, what possibly could have happened there. He had 6 championships in a row when he was in his heyday, and it was also just the pure joy that I had watching that guy play and how dominant we knew him to be. So that's that. So if that's unking a little bit for you, then that's my portion here on the show today.
It is a little bit, but that debate I feel like is more acceptable in terms of unking than some of the other conversations that we have. Like that's a debate that I feel like we should have.
And that is the first time I've ever used the phrase unking.
And I like the phrase.
Yeah, I've never said that before in my life, but until just now.
I will say this, though, is I feel like there's a little bit of this revisionist history that goes on when we talk about Jordan and his heyday and maybe some of the competition as a whole and what that actually looked like. And I'm not going to get all the way into that, but I feel like people love to feel like their era was the era, if that makes sense.
And that's a relatively normal thing to do.
It is.
And I also think that does make sports debates a little bit more fun, because you have that attachment to the era in which you grew up in. Mm-hmm. So you're always going to be protective of that era and the way that the game was played and the style in which it was played. You texted me, you said, I hate old dudes because they talk down on sports today as if this wasn't the pinnacle of their era, just romanticizing everything. And you sent me a little video of tiny head Kareem Abdul-Jabbar yeah. in a dunk contest. I've never even seen that clip before in my life, but he's just basically going up there and doing a two-hand
they
dunk.
They were regular-ass dunks.
It's a very, very boring
that I
group
was
of dunks.
Doing in middle school. Right. Like that to me is the thing. It's and this is where I say the old heads are getting out of control is we had an era of slam dunk contests where dudes were jumping over cars because we had exhausted like every impressive dunk that you could see. And they have the nerve to complain about how theirs were better back in the day, because the dunks right now are just like, they're not great, but I don't think we can ever be impressed anymore after watching some of the stuff that we've watched. And then this clip pops up of this dude doing Joshua Perry's middle school dunks. And this is going to be my Jordan slander.
Congratulations, you were dunking in middle school. That's pretty awesome.
Bounce, but that's a different conversation. There were dudes who I played with at Ohio State. A time or two have done this as well. Could take off from the free throw line and dunk it. And that is like the one thing that
you were a free throw line
dude,
dunker.
Are you asking me? I was a 23-foot long jumper in high school. I was all state twice. I had
23
bounce.
Feet.
Yeah, I had
Jesus,
bounce back in
man.
The days.
What did Carl Lewis jump?
A little
like
too
28?
And he was now. Well, I used to watch.
I'll make up for it now.
This is one of the all-time videos. I used to watch his YouTube long jump videos all the time. And then I came across that national anthem, which was...
No, then it made it that much better.
Yeah.
Once you came across that.
But all that to say, like, the guys who romanticize that era talking down on, like, what dudes are doing nowadays, where some of the in-game dunks that we've seen from LeBron in his 20 plus years of being a pro, watching Ja Morant, Anthony Edwards, watching those guys in game, what they do dunking the basketball compared to what the slam dunk contest on a controlled court looked like through the 80s and the 90s. I don't want to hear any of the unking anymore. I'm done. I'm glad everything's on social media because there's a receipt every time one of these dudes wants to get online and start complaining about how their era was better. It's just not. It's not, and I don't want to hear it.
I'll make up for it now.
The one thing I guess I'll say is you're right in the points that you're making about the dunking. The dunking here lately, even though they haven't been the best basketball players of their time, there's some guys that are incredibly athletic. What Mac McClung is doing out there from a dunking standpoint, it's been fun to watch.
And he can't even play in the league.
No, he can't even make it in the league. He can't. But that's okay. Like, you can be a fantastic dunker and not a great player. I will, like, there's some things I think that the unk crowd could stand on when you talk about just sort of the way, like, a whole entire season was looked at, like what an NBA season was in the 1990s, I think had more, it captured you. It had more of a factor going for it
I think
what the league is starting to become here in the 2020s, where it's all about load management. And they obviously,
I don't disagree
because they're constantly looking for ways to try to manufacture this excitement. And it's not working for somebody like me, but I'm always there for college basketball.
Yeah.
Even with everything that's attacked college athletics, I'm still there for college basketball because it's got a little bit of something special to me with the fan bases, with the arenas, with the environments. Now, I sit here as we're going into another Ohio State game.
The arenas.
We've been lacking
environments
time with that, but yeah. That I think there's more than one issue.
I'll say
going
this.
On.
The idea of the competitive nature and what the regular season looks like in the NBA right now, I think people can stand on that. But there's also this idea where people are like, oh, the quality of the game was just that much better. And I think the quality of the game was more relatable because you were watching dudes go out there and basically tackle each other on a basketball court. You couldn't imagine being the type of athlete that it takes to be successful in the NBA today. And so you're just so far disconnected from what you're watching. I think that's where a lot of this comes from, too, when people romanticize the old eras in their unctivities.
But if you put those unks today and you gave them their time to ramp up, would they not like adapt and play the game the way that it's played? And they have all the extra training programs and things on their side.
This is the fun part about it.
It all works out in the end.
I am able to sit here and say, as a guy who was a starter for 3 years at Ohio State, I had 1 year with 124 tackles. The next year I had 105. I was a productive, good player. The way these guys look right now, I wasn't playing. I'm not competing with the guys that are there right now. I can say that. But people are like, oh, yeah, you just give them the same thing that they have today back in the 90s. And no, they're not. They're just, it's a different breed of athlete now. Period.
No, that is true. That is true. But there are still some guys back there.
Yeah, the select
there are still
few.
A lot of guys like Lawrence Taylor, like types.
Well, now
there's special types of players that span generations.
If you took crack away, could he do it?
No.
This is what I mean.
Don't ever take it away from Michael Irvin.
Oh, boy.
Don't ever do that. All right. It's Teddy's time. Rapid Fire is coming up in 2 minutes. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
It's still a delay on US 33 eastbound at the West Outer Belt, where an accident is working to clear from the left lanes, but traffic is still stop and go from Post Road as they clear things out. Plan for that backup to remain. Also an accident, I-670 westbound at 3rd Street. It's on the right side, but traffic here is also slow. This report sponsored by Lowe's. At Lowe's, blueprint takeoffs turn your blueprints into quotes faster. Bring your plans to the Lowe's Pro Desk and get help streamlining the estimating process. Then, when your order's ready, Lowe's delivers to the job site. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot. and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants. The other one should be. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry is here today. Joshua Fishy just walked in and handed us the plug sheet. So here's what we got going on tomorrow at the radio station. 6 to 9 a.m. That's always T-Bone and Tyvus. They have their little 7:30 a.m. segment called Ask Tyvus Anything. Now, if I read into that deeply, I think that means you can ask him anything that you want.
Good job.
You could reach them probably by phone, by email, by Twitter, and you can ask him a question. Jake Trotter will talk some college football with the boys from Bishman Friends at 10:30. At 2:30, Damon Severson for the Columbus Blue Jackets. He'll join Rothman and Ice for Hockey and Hounds, so they'll sort of set the table for the Jackets getting back from the Olympic break, getting back on the ice to practice, and then Z will join them not too far after, and Elvis Merzlikens as well, who are out there at the Olympics. And then on this show, Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran at 3:30, and name dropping with Jeff Rimmer for some more Jackets talk at 5:30. All right, Teddy, are we ready?
Eh? Are we?
Are you?
Pizzazz!
Pizzazz!
Rapid fire.
It's your time, baby.
It is. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
No. All right. Rapid fire number one. 11 Buckeye football players were invited to the NFL Combine, which starts next week. Which one do you think will have the best NFL career?
Joshua, you want to take that one?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Arvel Reese is a guy who could be a multiple time all pro. Like, that's what I think his ceiling taps out. Caleb Downs just feels like Mr. Consistent, like will play forever, will have really great years, maybe might not have the ceiling to rack up the all pros, but you just know he's going to have like a long, productive career. So I'm leaning Caleb Downs, but Arvel Reese sounds interesting. And I'm going to be at the Combine next week, so I'll let you know what I see and hear over there.
The only part that I might challenge with you there is that you don't think that Caleb Downs could rack up a bunch of those all pros.
I feel like
at least the first, you know, 7-8 years of his pro career.
I'm not saying that he couldn't or won't, but it just feels like Arvel Reese has the skill set to be the best pass rusher in the league 3 years from now.
What about the only other guy I'll mention would be Sonny Styles?
Yeah.
And his chances to have a nice, long, consistent career. I definitely could see him in like a Mike Vrabel type of system where he just racks up tackles. He just does everything that's asked of him. Maybe he's not the guy that would make a ton of whatever you think the Pro Bowl to be anymore. I think of the Pro Bowl as just the honor. Forget about that flag football game. It's right. Just the fact that you are either an all pro in this bucket or a Pro Bowler in this bucket. Maybe he doesn't have all those accolades or lead the league in tackles, but he just does everything the right way, and he's a leader, and he is a consistent guy for 12 years or so in this league.
He's got to be a system that likes to have a little bit of a lengthier, bigger backer, right? Like, that's the thing for a lot of guys, is getting in the right system. If he is, I think he plays for a very long time and is one of the best linebackers in the league.
Rapid fire number two.
Which Winter Olympic sport have you guys been watching the most this year? Where are you at?
For me, I've discussed this already. I'm big into the snowboarding, so I definitely like watching the half pipe. I've really enjoyed watching Chloe Kim in the half pipe. She's outstanding. Cool to see Miles Garrett out there supporting her as well. I think he's about twice her size. If you took like the height and weight of both of those athletes, he is a giant compared to her.
Yeah.
But watching what she can do and the type of speed that she's able to get and the velocity and the height outside of the half pipe. Like, we go back and when it was Shaun White and he was at his peak, And then I forget the name of the dude that came in right behind Sean White. And he threw down a couple of near perfect runs as well and took over in the last Olympic Games. But it's entertaining. Snowboard cross, I mentioned, when they're racing each other down the hill. So it's really, truly a timed event. Who's first to the finish line? Because it takes a little bit of that subjectivity out of it where you have in the half pipe where you're just going off who landed it better, how many revolutions did you make, what kind of shifty backside, front side, 1080, 1440, what all this that like the layman can't really understand a lot, but I've enjoyed a lot of the snowboard.
I've been on speed skating and curling.
Love it.
Mostly.
Yeah, love it too.
I mean, I don't know. I'm a fan. I don't know very much about either one of them. They intrigue me. I like the commentary. Speed skating's been a ton of fun to watch. I feel like there's some action in there. Curling, like, I don't know.
Oh, you got the double touching scandals. Yeah. Team Canada, just dirty, rotten cheaters.
It's been pretty good.
Is it short track for you or the regular speed skating?
Short track.
Got to be the short track?
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I wrong in the not short track, but the regular speed skating where it's mano a mano, Yuta Leerdam, the hot one for, I mean, she hot as in incredibly attractive and top of her game. So both things apply for her there. The one from the Netherlands. Do those skates actually separate from the heel? I feel like they do.
I
feel like
you.
The blade actually comes apart, like when the cross-country ski, your heel is not bound down,
right?
So like you can step up where you saw that one dude like literally running up the hill on his cross country skis.
Also crazy
sub 6 minute mile there.
Are you talking about Jake Paul's girlfriend?
That's Jake Paul's girlfriend.
It's terrible, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Why does he have to take her too?
Yeah.
You know, she could be great without him.
Yes.
Definitely. All right. Rapid fire number three.
All right. What's a movie or TV show that people tell you all the time you need to watch, but you haven't watched it yet?
This is a list that could go on and on and on for Joshua Perry.
Yeah, it is. I've got two that come to mind. Game of Thrones, which everybody watched. I feel like we're past that anyway, but during the time, they were like, oh my God, I can't believe you haven't seen it. It's not for me. So, didn't watch that. And then The Wire. Every time I'm on Bishop and Friends, they're like,
man.
Oh, you have to watch The Wire. I know I have to watch it, but I haven't carved out the time.
That's one for me, too.
Yeah.
And I get it, too. Like, full respect to The Wire, City of Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Like, there's been some Baltimore. Yeah, there's been some famous actors and actresses in that show. Michael B. Jordan came up through that show. And I've never seen that one either. And having some Baltimore in my history, like, I should have gone through that one already. I would say movie-wise, one that Anthony Rothman's always given them to me. I would say All the Right Moves for a sports movie from 1983, Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Craig T. Nelson.
He has everything at stake. He can't afford to lose. He's got to make all the right moves. Yeah, Craig T. Nelson, one of the coaches there.
Yeah.
Rapid fire number four.
We talked yesterday about having a sports apparel sponsor for yourself. If you had to add a food sponsor logo to your shirt, then which one will you add?
So we mentioned Sam Burns, the PJ Tour player. He's got Raising Cane's on his collar. That's a good one. But, I mean, McDonald's would be king, right?
Yeah.
To just have the golden arches on one of your collars, I think would be badass. Culver's is a sneaky one. We mentioned earlier in the show with the Buckeye baseball ice cream shake deal for if they get a series sweep.
Yeah. We talked about Sonic earlier and my affinity from youth, but as the chat mentioned, a little bit downhill these days, so not sure I would go there. This is going to be like nasty stereotype, so I'll just get it out the way. Bojangles is my favorite restaurant.
What do you mean? What stereotype?
Fried chicken.
I love Bojangles.
I know, but it comes...
Who doesn't love Bojangles?
It's a little bit different coming from this chair today.
No, I think it's
perfect. But it's one of my favorite spots in the world.
I think
so.
You lean into it.
Yeah, I'm going with it.
I think you lean into it is what that is. Bojangles takes a backseat to no chicken spot. Number five.
Popeye's pretty good.
Popeye's.
All right, today is Mardi Gras, and the New Orleans, they put on quite the celebration
Speaking of Popeye's.
Now, would you ever want to experience the Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans?
If I had a hotel and I didn't have to go down there and I just got to stand on the balcony, maybe. But that's the thing. It's the crowds.
Yeah.
The crowds. Like, this is not the same, though, as doing New York City, Times Square for the ball drop.
Yeah.
Completely different than that. If you had a way to get into a hotel, like I said, you're up above, you're looking down, watching some of the stuff. But then I don't know, like how that's probably going out all wee hours of the morning. Yeah. Wouldn't be able to get any sleep. I can probably miss that. I can die. I'd like to go to New Orleans and experience the French Quarter, see a little bit of Bourbon Street and sure. that stuff. I've never been down there yet. I would do New Orleans. I don't know if I need Mardi Gras.
I think I would do it. But to your point, the setup would have to be right. Like
it's
I'm not
be perfect.
I'm not wandering down there just so I can see it. Like I would need it to be very well planned and I would need to feel comfortable. And then we'd go out and do the drinks and all that afterwards. But yes, I would like to.
Even for the even with the beads situation,
what did, I mean,
you never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah,
could be scary.
Could be.
We got the internet.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, just but this is
a little VPN action. This is fine.
All right, now hey, we're getting a little sneaky over here. Okay,
you got to throw them off.
All right,
you know what the state laws are gonna be.
Oh boy,
Ohio State football. Where are we right now? No. I thought Ohio State football had gotten past a major roadblock, but I don't think we're out of the woods yet. Details next. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The accident, U.S. 33 eastbound at the West Outer Belt, has cleared. All lanes are now open. Traffic, though, is still slow from Post Road. The accident on I-670 westbound at 3rd Street has cleared from the right side. A stall, though, on I-670 westbound at State Route 315 is on the left berm, and that's why traffic there is slow. This report sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube, weekday morning starting at 6.
If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate.
If you're a fan of Jeff Bedoff,
drive directly to a hospital. Seriously, The Fan.
I'm Yolanda.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
About the fans contest, how to win, or what's up for grabs, check out 971thefan.com. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
This was always the thing about Buckeye football translating to the NFL and how we never could find that guy to get any kind of traction at the quarterback position. Forever, throughout Ohio State football history, this never made any sense. I understand, too, if you're part of the fan base that doesn't care as much about what these guys do in the NFL, you care about what Ohio State does. I fully get that. That's what matters first and foremost. Do you win here at the collegiate level? Do you, you know, chase championships? Do you throw trophies into the trophy case there? That's what it's all about. But still, to be this famous of a program, and even by accident, you have a few guys, maybe they weren't even, you know, up there as like your top ranked quarterbacks in program history here at Ohio State, but they wound up falling into a position in the NFL where they were the starter for 5 or 6 years, put up some big time numbers. Still to this day, do you have any idea who has the most passing touchdowns in the NFL that was a Buckeye, not counting Joe Burrow?
I couldn't tell you.
Mike Tomczak.
I felt like that might be it, but I
Mike
didn't want
Mike Tomczak with 88 touchdown passes, and he did most of his banging across seasons with the Chicago Bears. He had the 1 year with the Cleveland Browns, but mainly was the Bears and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Had 185 games, only 73 starts, though. It was 40-31, 88 touchdowns, 106 interceptions in his career.
Wow.
But still, like, and we've had plenty of guys come along. I would have sworn that we were bursting through this dam.
Sure.
And Justin Fields is not that guy.
Nope.
And are we scared now that CJ Stroud is not going to be that guy for the Houston Texans after what we've seen these last two seasons? He's kind of on the edge right now.
Yeah, he is.
Of trying to solidify himself. And if I get to the second contract, will I still be a starter in the NFL here in 2 years' time?
It's I think it's a fair question for people to ask. He started off hot his rookie year. That was, I mean, after watching that year, you were like, oh, this dude's going to be a bona fide top 5-7 quarterback in the NFL.
Absolutely.
For the duration of his career.
Sure.
And then as you start watching him, you're like, we know it's there, but he's screwing up, right? Like he's taking sacks. He's throwing the football to the wrong team. He's been a little bit banged up in between. The one thing I'll say to give an excuse is we see certain coaches that make that their quarterbacks just go out and have success. Right. The KOCs of the world. We see it with the LaFleurs of the world. Right. McVay, you go down the list of some of these guys that are just quarterback whisperers. They do a really good job of developing quarterbacks. CJ Stroud is under a defensive head coach and he's had two offensive coordinators in his short career. Like, I think part of this, and I mentioned this with Sonny Styles and talking about fit and scheme and all those different things, I think there are a lot of things that have to go well.
Yeah.
So right off the heels of Ryan Day coaching CJ Stroud for multiple years and him being a Heisman finalist and all those different things, he comes into the league and has his best year. And then the further you get away from that, I start to ask the question, is he being supported in all the ways he needs as a young quarterback in the league, considering that he doesn't have a quarterback whisperer kind of guy that's coaching him? That might be part of this as well. It's just the fact that his development hasn't kept up with what the expectations were when he was coming into the league, coming from a guy who's known for developing quarterbacks.
Not as bad as what was going on with Michigan apparently this past year with Bryce Underwood, where they don't even have a quarterback's coach.
That felt to me
to do anything at all with you.
That felt to me a little bit like, we're going to throw this kid a bone and we're going to say something really outlandish and make a crazy excuse for why he
was so bad
by the end
of
the year.
He was that bad.
Like,
we pumped him up this much.
I know.
Let's search for anything we can find.
I know Chip Lindsey was supposed to be coaching quarterbacks. He's the offensive coordinator. There was the offensive coordinator there. So I don't think there was like, he wasn't being coached. I just think they were trying to justify people still believing in him, but that's a different conversation.
Todd McShay, who like used to be one of the guys with Mel Kiper. I mean, it was always him and Todd. So he said on a podcast that other teams are going to be looking to target CJ Stroud over the next few weeks in a trade. Like, it could be the time for someone to go and take a shot, give him a change of scenery.
Yeah.
Maybe you get to a spot where you do have some better quarterback coaching.
Right.
And build him back
up.
But
why would you want to do that?
I know. Here's what he said. He said, Stroud hasn't been the guy the last 2 years in Houston that he was in his rookie year. Yes, we know that. Some teams are looking at that and saying, can we get that rookie year out of Stroud here? And there's no guarantee that the Texans would even be willing to engage in trade talks yet. But he does feel that teams are going to step up and start to inquire about where they're at with him.
If you're the Vikings, wouldn't you like to have a guy like that? Right. And I think
Absolutely.
That's kind of the mentality of
if you're the Miami Dolphins,
for sure.
Yeah.
That's the mentality of what McShay is saying. I don't think the Texans would be at a point where they're like, oh yeah, we want to get rid of him and see what we could get back in return. Like, that was a playoff team. They, again, if you can develop him, you feel like you'll be in a spot to make a run at things year in and year out.
Yeah.
I don't think they feel like they should be out on him whatsoever.
Yeah, I wouldn't be out on him yet. It's a major concern. I think we're in the same boat there. You've you've got to go out and prove that you can get back to being a consistent quarterback. Anybody can show you a peak.
Right.
Anybody can show you the top of the top. Like, you get to this point because you can make those throws. You can do those things. You've got athleticism. Being a real franchise quarterback is how consistently you can do that, and that your floor rises up and you stay away from making those dumb mistakes that you mentioned. And CJ has not yet learned how to do that. If he was a lot better with a defense that good, that team really did have a shot at the Super Bowl. I do believe that, but he just was so bad in the game that bounced them from the playoffs. They didn't have much of a shot. I want to talk about Jeremiah Smith coming up for this year's Buckeye football team and how he's the only one of these. That's coming up. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a stalled vehicle on I-670 westbound at State Route 315. It's on the left berm, and that's why traffic is slow here. Heavy traffic will slow you on I-670 eastbound between Cleveland Avenue and I-71. And on the east side, traffic is slow on I-70 eastbound between Livingston Avenue and US 33. This report sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This New Year's, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/vision-zero. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. A huge opportunity tonight for the Ohio State basketball team trying to build to their NCAA tournament resume as they host 24th-ranked Wisconsin. The Buckeyes will be without John Mobley Jr. for the second straight game with a broken pinky finger on his shooting hand. Tip-off tonight from The Shot is at 8:30. College basketball tonight in the top 25 at number 1, Michigan visits Mackey Arena, taking on 7th-ranked Purdue. In the Triangle, number 16, North Carolina is at NC State. Iowa hosts 9th-ranked Nebraska. And Miami of Ohio looks to make it 26-0 tonight at UMass. Live right now in the Winter Olympics in men's hockey, Sweden leads Latvia 3-1 at the start of the third period. The winner faces Team USA tomorrow at 3:10. This update is sponsored by Awake 180 Weight Loss. With a 98% customer satisfaction rating and thousands of five-star reviews, the choice is clear. Visit awake180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
11.5. That's not the Buckeye football over-under win total. That's the amount of times Common Man wipes his crack. I'll take the over.
Oh, what's that smell?
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry is here today. We appreciate him. Still coming up at 5:30. I call it a game show Tuesday. Common Man likes to call it Timmy time. I don't know if I'm going to do that because that is me. But I'm going to quiz you on your favorite sports movie of all time.
Uh-oh.
Remember the Titans. Man, that's been a while since I've watched Remember the Titans. But it's pretty high on my list, and I think I like to think I can go pretty deep in Remember the Titans.
I think I probably watched it a couple summers ago. It was the last time.
How many total times do you think you've consumed it?
50. Maybe
whoa!
More.
Oh my!
So this is the thing.
50 plus. Okay, so you're a bona fide expert.
Well, I wouldn't say
you should be able to get almost all these questions.
I would
you've
hope.
Seen it 50 plus times.
I would hope. I just watch the same thing over and over. It's why I haven't seen a lot of new movies. I find a movie I like and I just watch it again.
I mean, I do understand that, but it's. You don't like just scroll through
it's
like Netflix or anything and see like a title or
a
genre that gets you excited or certain actors, and then you start going through more of their Rolodex. Like
how
Denzel.
Long do you give a movie when you put on a movie you've never seen, how long do you give it?
I think I can give it a good like 20 minutes.
Okay, so
like see that initial plot and it's got a
20 minutes
pull you in, but
feels
I,
like
I also think I just commit to it, you know.
And that's the thing is by that point you've done the 20, you're like I'll watch 10 more if it's not good. Then once you get to 30, you might as well watch the full 90. And that's an hour and a half for something I may or may not enjoy by the end. I don't think I can do that.
Yeah, but what about the fact that we can just pause these puppies? And you can watch them in chunks like it's just your normal
watching
TV viewing.
Watching a movie for the first time in chunks is insane behavior.
But that's what we are. It's streaming. You're just enjoying
time
in your own house.
That's not how I grew up. I grew up going to the movie theater. You can pause in there.
But we're not doing that
anymore. But watching a movie for the first time, pausing it and doing it in chunks seems crazy.
It's either that or not watch it for you.
And I've chosen to not watch them. That's just what I've got.
You can still, I'm not saying it's ideal. I personally will go all the way through
sure.
with the movie. But if you've got to stop it.
It's an investment.
Take it on the next night.
Teddy,
that's okay.
Where are you when it comes to this discussion?
Well, I used to be more along the lines of what you're talking about. But the way that we kind of consume television has changed over the years with all these shows having, you know, like different series popping out on whether it's Netflix or HBO Max, where you watch them, you know, you sort of binge watch them. So I can see if it's a movie that some of these movies, 2-3 hours, then you could watch part of it and then finish it just because we've been sort of trained that way to kind of move to that direction, I think.
I love the art of the cliffhanger, too, in the Netflix binging era. You leave me a cliffhanger at the end of an episode as if I can't just go autoplay right into the next one.
But what they've
It'd be one
started
thing if we were
doing,
still,
though,
you know, rolling these out week by week.
Yeah. What they've started doing, though, is they'll hand you 3 episodes at once and be like, come back next week if you want 3 more. We're not going to drop the whole series today. We'll hand you 3 of them.
No, yeah. I actually appreciate that.
I do, too.
I do. It gives you more than one.
A little anticipation.
Or the way that Stranger Things was doing this, where they were big, chunky. And again, like we might not watch like that entire like 2-hour movie portion in the same night. We're all trying to watch it as a family. Somebody gets tired. It's like the one thing that we had left where we could all sit on the couch and watch it together. So if someone had a thing, it was bedtime, we'd have to stop it because we weren't supposed to go on and watch without all 3 of us being there.
When is a good time to stop? That's the other thing I struggle with.
Doesn't like, really matter at the
I
end.
Think
of, at
it
the end.
Does.
At the end of a scene. A scene wraps up. You hit the pause button.
I don't know, man.
I agree. It's tough to stop like an actual movie.
Yeah.
And but I could do that, but it's a tough thing to do. I wouldn't do it very often.
Not very often, but no. I mean, again, if it's a movie that you've seen, like I've been pouring through the James Bond movies.
Well, those you can because you've seen them before.
I have seen them before, but then again, who also has the time on a weeknight to just take in an entire movie with everybody that's got families, kids, pets, things you got to wake up early for, meetings the next day. Yeah. Maybe you got to like take some time in the evening to get some work done for the following day. Like it's
you can't watch
you
movies during the week too often. Yeah, I get it.
You still get to watch the movie.
It just takes 2 days or so.
This is why I prefer to watch something I've already seen before. So when I'm in that moment and, for example, grinding tape on a guy that I want to do a breakdown on, I can have it on in the background. I can clock in for my favorite scene. When the scene is done, I get back to work. And I don't
turn the volume up when it's your favorite scene. Go back to the laptop or whatever.
Yep.
Doing that work. Yeah. What did we just watch recently? The Matt Damon, Ben Affleck film, The Rip on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I specifically gave that one a full watch because of the things that Matt Damon said about how everybody is on their phone while they're watching the movies. That's not the issue for me. It's just, do I have enough time to watch the full thing, or will we have to stop, pause, and then come back to it the next day?
And part of my,
I still feel like I'm giving it my attention, even if I got to stop it.
And part of my thing is, too, if I'm watching a movie there and you're like halfway through it, then all of a sudden I have a couple dogs and they come and start bothering me, and then I have to take them outside. So then you have to pause it, and then you take them outside, and maybe you go to the bathroom. So then you're losing like a half hour or so in between there, and then you're like, well, I can pick this up tomorrow.
All right, this Buckeye football thing. It's been on my mind when I saw that Jeremiah Smith popped up on an ESPN way too early All-American team, and he's the only Ohio State player that ESPN gave a nod to. Just the one. And the one part that I guess bothered me was Julian Sain being a Heisman finalist. And they went right back to Arch Manning because they can't help themselves. You know, Arch was the Heisman favorite going into last year. He was knocked off his perch. Oh, he had that game against Michigan, though. He had a strong little end of the year there, so let's put him right back on the hype train for the whole offseason. Okay, understood. They gave Julian Sain some consideration in this bar down here. But Jeremiah Smith, that's a lock. You know he's going to be there. Him being the only one, who are the other like top guys to you, Joshua, that should get some love for this? Carson Hensman, the experience he has as a center is up there for me.
Sure.
What about even a guy like, you know, Brandon Ennis for one, or Chris Henry Jr. as a true freshman with what we think he can do?
Yeah, I don't like trying to project a true freshman, right? And we've seen Jeremiah, so maybe we can do that a little bit, but I struggle with that one. Brandon Ennis is a good player, but he certainly hasn't proven to me that he's going to have that super breakthrough where you're like, oh man, he's an All-American. And especially with Hartline not being the wide receivers coach anymore, like there is a question of how much are you going to squeeze out of that room developmentally compared to what we've seen in the past. The Julian saying not getting it is bothersome to me, but I think a lot of people who create these types of lists want to be aggregated. They want engagement, but they're also so narrow of like, what have you done for me lately? So if you look at Julian Sain versus Indiana, you look at Julian Sain versus Miami, and to your point, you do the Arch Manning versus Texas A&M. You do the Arch Manning versus Michigan. I see how you get there, even though it's a dumb way to get there.
I also think Bo Jackson gets consideration for this. I think he's going to have a monster type of season with what he put down as a true freshman. I think on the defensive side of the ball, you're still looking for more guys to step up. Yeah. I think a couple of the guys at the position you played,
sure,
Riley Pettijohn, yeah, Peyton Pierce, like these are going to be some really good ball players.
I just
don't know if they're going to work themselves up to, you know, All-American status,
I mean,
by the next year.
Who knows? I don't think any of us sat here and definitively said Arvell Reese was going to become exactly what he became. Like, I'm sure we'll have a player or two on the defensive side of the ball that just explode next year and become the All-American first-round hype type players without having it coming into the season.
That's right. And those are two guys that could possibly, yeah, check that box. If they're going to be a great defense, well, a couple guys are going to have to step up.
They got a pretty good coach, so I think he can get the most out of those guys.
As long as we got Matt Patricia signed, sealed, and delivered, coming back for 2026, that would be great. I'm going to get you ready for Ohio State basketball's matchup versus Wisconsin tonight. It's do or die time every time they lace them up for the NCAA tournament. That's next. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The traffic is slow on the North Outer Belt westbound between State Route 161 and Cleveland Avenue, just due to heavy traffic there. Also, watch for delays on I-670 westbound at State Route 315. We had a stall off on the shoulder. It's cleared, but we're still seeing delays. This report sponsored by Straight Talk Wireless. Every now and then, you find a deal that actually feels like a win. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get more and pay less. Now that's a good deal. No contracts, no credit checks, no surprises. All on Verizon's 5G network. Find it in the same place you've always found straightforward prices. Exclusively at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Remember the old days when football used to have an off-season? Well, we at The Fan think that really sucked. That's why we bring you Austin and Berm, America's number one resource for Buckeye football conversation, is voted by Fake Surveys Incorporated. Catch their daily podcast called The Beat and their breaking news podcast, Snap Judgments, as they broadcast live from Roosters on Mondays, and they come right to your house and massage your tender areas. Ooh. They'll do it all. Austin and Berm on The Fan's YouTube channel and 10TV+.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Buckeyes are back at the shot for a Big Ten battle with Wisconsin.
Live and coverage starts Tuesday night at 7:30.
Every game, every season, proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan. Ohio sports destination.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, we are looking mild the next few days. Overnight tonight into Wednesday, couple of rain showers, upper 40s. Looking at 60s on Wednesday. That's near the record, and it will be gusty in the afternoon, drier in the afternoon as well. Thursday, chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high temps in the 60s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Booing is one of the great joys of fan time. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always boo cocky.
Ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
We got a big Buckeye basketball game tonight, 8:30 tip-off at the Schottenstein Center. I'm going to get you ready for it, Joshua, tomorrow right here on the show. We're going to have a good, clean Wednesday. That means people can send us emails. You can start sending them today for all I matter. We'll stock them up for tomorrow. Goodcleanboy@gmail.com. That's the email address. And you want to talk to Joshua? You want to talk to me? There is no limitations on it. It can be any subject at all. I had Justin, he sent one to the email account, something we were talking about earlier today where you and I kind of shared. He said, lucky for me, I married an accountant who lets us be frugal with our money and how we spend it. So I got the clearance to not have to buy gifts on Valentine's Day. We just do the candies and flowers thing. That's it.
Love that.
Good. Like that works.
Yes. It's the right way to do it.
Yeah, and if you want to do more than that,
yeah, no, there's no
that's
problem.
That's the
with
expectation
it.
That's been set.
But
you
nobody
can, you
should
can be
feel
gaga over Valentine's Day.
Nobody should feel pressure that they have to go all out on Valentine's Day. If your anniversary, you probably should go a little bit more all out. You should spoil
oh,
your
I
partner
would hope so.
On their birthday, but for Valentine's Day. Kind of set your own thing up and do what you want to do.
Well, what if you're, depending on the stages that you're at in your relationship, that matters too. Like if you're earlier on and you're still like in the feeling out process, then you might want to.
Well, shouldn't you set the bar low?
Yeah, but what if you try to set the bar low and your significant other thinks more highly of the holiday? That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying set the bar in hell, but you know, if you come in guns blazing for the early Valentine's days and then
start it all has to be
chipping
that way.
Away, then it's like, okay, are you falling out of love with me? But if you stay consistent on a, hey, listen, I love you. I appreciate you. You're valued in this relationship. I just don't believe that Hallmark should tell me how to celebrate our love together. If you just flat out do that and say, like, listen, I'll get you some chocolates and we can do some things, but it ain't going to be the thing. I think that's a good way to start.
I'm a big fan of doing like a great like fast food night for
Why
Valentine's
not?
Day.
Go to Skyline Chili. It's Skyline time.
Yeah, Skyline. I've always thought of the White Castle.
They do a great job.
Situation that goes on there. I've been infatuated by that. But then again, you know. I got somebody at the house that's like, oh, White Castle sucks. Skyline sucks.
Oh,
Taco Bell sucks.
No.
Sarah's a snob. when it comes to a lot of the fast food.
I don't love
basically
Taco
all
Bell.
She can take is a filet of fish at McDonald's. I think that's like the only thing she does.
Probably the last thing I'm eating at McDonald's.
It's embarrassing.
Unfortunately, Taco Bell's fine, right? Like, I'm never going to complain about it, but it's not like my wife does the, oh, we should get Taco Bell. And I'm kind of like, yeah, we can do it. White Castle, phenomenal. And I could eat Skyline 3 times a week.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
Give me a Coney. Been far too long since I had myself a Coney.
Might pick one up on the way home. A little car Coney. A little snack in the car on the drive home.
A car Coney, a Marconi, and a chili cheese Coney. That's what we're all about right here. So we got the Buckeyes. We've got the Wisconsin Badgers here tonight on the hardwood. I wanted to go back to Jake Diebler's show yesterday. This game, Wisconsin's been on a really nice tear here. So they've learned how to play on the road. They've been beating good teams on the road. They've been winning their home games too, but I mean, they just pasted Michigan State.
Yep.
They got Illinois at Illinois.
Yes.
So that's really key. You got Nick Boyd. You got John Blackwell. Their backcourt, these are guys that are popping off for 20 to 25 points anytime they're going out there. So you got to pay attention to where they are. The defensive pressure has to be on those guys at all times, but you still, like the last game, you can't have Rapp coming off the bench and he's just chucking three after three in, and then you don't adjust and pay attention to where he is.
Yeah.
So the defensive effort has to be there, and you got to have that ability to adjust if somebody else starts having the big game. They didn't do that very well last time up at Wisconsin. They scored 82 points, Ohio State did, and they lost a game on the road.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I feel like the thing though, when it comes to this matchup is, I think both of these offenses are going to have the opportunity to score points. Like neither one of these defenses I look at and I'm like, oh man, they're super formidable. Like Ohio State, obviously we've talked about it and Diebler's talked about it too. The defensive effort needs to be better. Wisconsin's a team that certainly can score, but there'll be scoring opportunities to go against them as well. I think that's where the injury to Mobley in my mind really hurts you. This is not a Wisconsin team that's great defending against the three ball. And he's a guy who could go out there and consistently get you a three pointer. And so that to me is the opportunity here for Ohio State. Like certainly if they come out and they play great defense, like you feel much better about it, but like they have to be efficient scoring because there will be plenty of opportunities against Wisconsin.
So Diebler here was talking about what's been keeping Ohio State from beating these ranked opponents. Like it's clearly a lot of different things when you watch this team play. This was his response on the show yesterday.
This is kind of life in the Big Ten and playing a really hard schedule. You're going to find yourself in these situations over and over and over again. What you can control is how you execute. And what you can control is, you know, are we putting our guys, are we creating an advantage for them with that execution, right? And it's both sides. Like there's obviously the execution offensively, and then there's the execution defensively. I think we've shown great improvement. We didn't show that improvement last game, which is disappointing. But you know, we got some guys who are getting more confident at end of game. Guys who are, you know, who are, I think, raising their level for the moment, because ultimately it's you know, these games oftentimes come down to one team making and one team missing. And, you know, you want to make the other team's, you know, job offensively extremely difficult with being connected and tough defensively. You don't want to give up extra possessions off rebounds or silly fouls, right? That stuff you can control. And then on the other side, you know, your connection's so important because of the timing of actions. Like we're not built, you know, I think to just be a straight ISO ball team where guys can like go get their own and teams run guys at them. They're playing in crowds. Like we gotta execute with some screenings and screening actions and get some movement to create some advantage. When we do that, it's been really good for us.
You know, you also heard the news, Joshua, about John Mobley Jr. and how he's going to be out probably another couple of weeks here. He had surgery on his hand. It's tough. I know there's a lot of people going back and forth about you need to play, man. You need to tape those things up. It's not knowing everything about like his actual hand injury that could be detrimental to go out there right after the surgery on the finger. You tape those up. You're a shooter. That's your bread and butter.
Right.
Like if it was the offhand, certainly there could be a way. You still have to be really careful with it. because you can do some damage to that thing.
No doubt.
And it's just a tough spot. Yeah. They've already had the injury issues. And with the way Wisconsin's playing right now, I fear this is the time where the Buckeyes are going to taste that back-to-back defeat, which they haven't had yet this year.
I know. It's a tough spot for them. I feel like we've said that in many of these games that they're getting ready to go into, right? Like, it's a tough spot against a team, as you mentioned, that's playing really good basketball. They've been hot. There are going to be challenges there. But once, I mean, this is it, right? Like, this is the type of game that they need to figure out a way to win. And they've been close.
And what's been the story every time we've talked about one of these games?
Been close.
Yeah. They have not won one of these games.
No.
Where we've gone into it saying, you really need that.
And I think
North Carolina, Nebraska at home.
It's the opportunity. That's
Michigan
just what it comes
home,
down to.
You know?
Right. And so
Virginia this past game.
Yeah, it's again, like I'm trying not to be negative Nelly here, because I do think there are legitimate opportunities, as well as Wisconsin has played. Like, if you can be efficient scoring, right? If you can move the ball around and find the guy that's like there, you can find opportunities against this defense. But like, it's going to be about the same things we talk about. Your defense is going to have to improve, and you're going to have to figure out a way to close out the game when it's close at the end.
Devin Royal had a good offensive game last time they played these guys. He's got to step up, put that game against Virginia in the rear view, and be there for this team every single time out now. They do have a trading card night going on, because that's obviously a big thing now. I'm into it. My son's into it.
You gonna pop over there?
He's doing it every day. I don't know. I can't find anything about the ticket situation. They would sell like a different ticket for it.
Mm.
So if there's any card fanatics out there that have any info on this, I'm actually curious, because I can't find anything on it to share to the masses. I know like Evan Turner is the guy. They've always had like a different Buckeye subject, and then they do a special card, like a numbered to 500 type of thing, and then you get the autograph.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone has the Aaron Kraft card, honest to God, hit me up on social media. I would definitely be interested in one of those. I've not seen one. I have the Greg Oden card. He did one of these, and Evan Turner is doing it tonight. So one of the greatest Buckeye basketball players of all time, is jerseys up there in the rafters.
Yeah.
Number 2 overall pick. You can get the special card if you found a way to get into that event. It's before. I was seeing it went from 5:30 to 7:30, the trade night, and then the game obviously tipping at 8:30. But there was some special kind of buy where you got into the night and then a ticket to the game, to package deal that thing together, which is kind of cool. That's a hot hobby right now.
It is.
I mean, saw Jake Paul's.
Yeah.
Jake Paul's or Logan Paul's?
I think Logan, maybe.
The Pikachu card?
Yeah.
Logan Paul.
Sold for 16 plus million.
Well, he threw in the chain, too.
And he threw in the diamond gold chain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But still, the massive profit. He bought this rare Pikachu PSA 10 card for $5 million, because he has the kind of capital to buy cards like that.
Of course. Of course.
My God. This is one of the most sought after trading cards ever. Like, an artistic design like that at a PSA 10. My God.
Hate to
be had it around the chain.
You gotta file that in the taxes there. I sold a trading card.
I'm sure.
It made $11 million.
It's worth it in the end. All right. Quiz time, game show Tuesday for Joshua Perry. We're gonna grill him on one of everybody's favorite sports movies, Remember the Titans. That's in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
An accident on the North Outer Belt eastbound between Cleveland Avenue and Westerville Road is clearing, but traffic is still slow. Also, on East Main Street between McNaughton and Manor, there is an accident. And we do have a stop-and-go traffic on US 33 eastbound between the East Outer Belt and Hamilton Road. This report sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1, The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming,
I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ann and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
It's Timmy time.
All right, Panama Ted, you didn't even give me a chance. I was going to play it. It's right here on my screen, okay?
I wasn't sure, and people in the chat, especially this, Rusty, wanted to hear
this
it.
This is the lovable, cutesy song. It's from a BBC show called Timmy Time. I believe it's from the same producers that gave you Bob the Builder,
Bob
if you must
the
know.
Bob the Builder.
This might be a show that your kids could latch onto.
I'm trying
to. Who the hell knows?
Get some more low stimulation television. Too many of the new shows have too many moving pieces, and the colors are bright, and the songs are too loud. You know, you gotta get like a Babar.
This looks
Franklin.
Fine. This looks fine. I mean, it's a nice. You'd know the type of like stop motion like animation.
Yeah.
It's a pretty popular type. Like they're cute looking characters. Like I say, he's a little lamb with a lot to love.
A little
lamb. So there you go. It's Timmy time. So that means it's a game show Tuesday as well. It's quiz time. And since Joshua Perry has been a wonderful guest so far, we're going to quiz him on one of his favorite sports movies of all time. It is time for the Remember the Titans quiz. So best of luck to you.
Uh-oh.
And everybody have fun playing along here, because who hasn't loved this movie at one time or another? I'll start you off with a basic one. What year did Remember the Titans come out? If you guess it within 3 years, I'm going to give you credit for this one.
I'm going to say it was the year 2000.
That's very good. That's very, very good. September 29th, 2000.
There we go.
That's a nice job out of you. Got it to a T.
Off to a decent start.
All right. Question number two. Coach Herman Boone. That's obviously the real guy that Denzel Washington played that character, head coach, T.C. Williams High School in Northern Virginia, right near my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
We actually played T.C. Williams Hilton High School in my sophomore year. We took him behind the woodshed.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we did. Laid a 50 on there.
Fell off a little bit as a program.
That's a different story, though. So Coach Boone, during their training camp scene, takes the guys for a jog through the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all a little stunned at where the jog ends. They ended it at a battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
Were they at Antietam? Were they at Bull Run, Fredericksburg, or Gettysburg?
I'm going to go with Gettysburg.
That is correct. 2 for 2. 50,000 men died right here on this field, fighting the same fight that we're still fighting amongst ourselves today. I killed my brother with malice in my heart. If we don't come together right now on this hallowed ground, we too will be destroyed, just like they were. It's a great scene.
It's awesome.
Great line. They had to get up early. Everybody hated it. They're trudging through the woods.
It's a long run.
Heading on out there. Number three, what was Coach Boone's ironclad rule during that training camp? That the players respected one another at all times? That you show up wearing a dress shirt, tie, and jacket, that you roomed with a teammate of a different race, all of the above.
I'm going to say that it is all of the above.
That is correct. All three of those things.
What did he say? If you don't have a daddy, you find a bum on the street.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. So if you don't have a tie, buy one. If you can't buy one, find a bum on the street, trade him for his.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
That is what he said.
So good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, number four. I think I'm going to get you on this one.
Oh, boy.
I think I'm going to get you on this one. Teddy, let's see. This actor played a small role in the movie as one of the players, but he did have a couple of lines. He would later become a heartthrob and an A-list celeb. Was it Jake Gyllenhaal, Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling, or Channing Tatum?
It's Ryan Gosling.
Yes. All right. Who did he play?
He played the
yeah, I don't know what his,
the dude's name.
I can't remember the name. He was a DB, though,
I
right?
I think so, yeah.
He came in he came in for Petey in one of the critical games.
Yeah.
Because Petey
on
had...
On offense, though, right?
No, I think it was defense.
He had the pick.
I think he came in. I think he was a defensive back or a cornerback. He originally got taken out, and then Dad was super pissed about
he was
that.
Like,
they're taking Allen out. And he's yelling, Yost! Put my boy Yost in! And the little girl spoke up. It's like, he's getting beat all night. You shut up, girl. All right, you're off to a roll here. Okay. All right. This is a great scene in the movie, and it has to do with Mama's jokes, okay? Here's a little scene setter.
I like them better with the long hair, bro. Remind me of Bertier's mama.
Bertier's mama. They're getting at him in the locker room there. I think this is still when they're at camp. After they've had their fun talking about Bertier's mama, the offensive lineman comes in for the win here. I believe his name is Louis Lastic in the movie. His mama joke was, yo mama's so fat, she went dancing in heels and came back in flip-flops. Yo mama's so fat, when she went to school, she sat next to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it, I just gave your mama a piggyback ride.
Oh!
Here we go.
Plastic, man. What happened to you?
Man, I just gave your mama a piggyback ride, and she weighs twice as much as I do.
Fantastic.
It's so good.
So it's just good.
I feel like we've lost that part of society.
Bonus question. What song did they burst out singing in the locker room right after that?
Was that the Ain't No Mountain High Enough?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
they did a couple of different songs.
But that's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell. That was the one. 1967. All right. Number six. You are rolling. He is undefeated so far to that standout quarterback that they found on the roster named this guy.
Game ball. Ronnie Bass.
What was Ronnie Bass's nickname? Was it Sunshine? California, Beach Boy, Goldilocks, Sunshine, Ronnie Bass. Amen. You got that one. All
California
right.
California kid.
Let's see here. Number seven. What offense does Coach Herman Boone run at TC Williams? Is it the spread? Is it the triple option? Is it the split veer?
It's a veer, and what do you say? It's like Novocaine? Was that the line?
Wait a minute. I didn't even get to that part of the question right here. But my bonus was, what does Boone say about the skinny playbook at training camp when referring to his offense?
Yeah.
This is what it was.
Well, I run six plays, split beers, like Novocaine. Just give it time, always works. See you on the bus.
Fantastic. And then I think it was Sunshine that gave Petey a nod. Thanks for teaching me the veer.
Yeah.
You know, I knew I could make that pitch once and for all. All right, this next one is a Denzel Washington question. Remember, the Titans came out in 2000. His next acting credit in his timeline was what major movie in 2001? Was it Out of Time, Inside Man, The Hurricane, or Training Day?
I'm going to go with Training Day because we talked about it earlier.
That's correct. It is Training Day.
Which I've never seen start to finish. I always fall asleep during that movie.
That is unbelievable.
It's a big commitment.
And if you're going to watch Training Day, find the time to watch it start to finish without hitting the pause at the end of the day.
Well, you're a big pause guy.
The bonus, though, what clip from Training Day do Rothman and Ice play to start their show every single Friday? You know this?
Was it...
Every single Friday they open up.
I couldn't tell you.
So where's the office back at Division? In the office, baby. Going up.
Oh, those guys.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Pretty good start right there. I appreciate how they do that. You got Dr. Dre and Snoop playing.
Fantastic.
As he's rolling out in his old ass car. That's an Unkmobile right there.
An Unkmobile.
That he is rolling out.
Some Unctivities.
All right. Fantastic job. Joshua Perry, pretty much 1,000% on that. Because that was kind of a Training Day question at the end. Unbelievable job out of you. All right, back page is coming up next. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We do still have some slow traffic on the North Outer Belt westbound between US 23 North Side and State Route 315. Also planned for delays on I-670 westbound Grandview to I-70. And there is an accident East Main Street between McNaughton and Manor Drive. This report sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Heather Pasco for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Rothman and Ice every Thursday at 2:30 for Gold Jacket Thursday.
Presented by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
A new Hall of Famer joins the show every week. But not OJ, because he's dead and probably a murderer. The Fan.
It's truck season.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Different fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The Buckeye Show is coming up next here on The Fan. Our friend, the host of that show, is the Beamer, Brandon Beam. It's good to see you, buddy. You got another big one tonight on the docket for Buckeye basketball.
Timmy, JP, happy Tuesday to you.
Howdy.
Yeah, happy Tuesday, man. It was the way they played late against Virginia. It doesn't.
It was the antithesis of what they were doing the first 32 minutes of the game.
But that's been part of this team's story. They've not had their asses kicked until that Michigan game, and so you do have to count that. Like, that was painful.
Oh, nobody
to see that happen at
nobody's
home.
Forgetting about that.
No. But it's I haven't been shown a lot to think that they can take care of this Wisconsin team. Now, Joshua and I talking about what their stretch has been, taking care of a lot of good teams on the road, pounding Michigan State, getting past Illinois and Champaign. They've got a great backcourt. And as we know, they got someone that can come off the bench, Rapp, who hit him for 20 points. They weren't defending him yet, but
yeah,
what do you think is happening tonight?
Aaron Rapp was terrific up at the Kohl Center. What was that, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I feel like they played up there. Yeah, I really don't know. You hear Jake Diebler talk about resolve and the mental fortitude, and I thought Ohio State played a really good game without John Mobley Jr. on the weekend for the first 34 minutes, 33 minutes of the game, and then the Virginia defense came alive, the Virginia boards came alive, they got to the free throw line a lot more than you did in the closing stretch, and you went, what, 1-for-9 or 1-for-10 from the field in the last 6 or 7 minutes of the game? I mean, it is unacceptable. Bruce Thornton kind of put on the Superman cape, and nobody else really helped out. Mm. And so up until that point, I mean, you weren't really missing John Mobley Jr. that much until you collapsed down the stretch. So it is a home game. We'll see what happens. But yeah, Wisconsin is playing some really good basketball at the moment. So it is a tough task for sure. And the worst part is, and not the worst part, I mean, if you win, it's a great thing. It's still not a quad one win. You're like flirting with that quad two, quad one win, even though it's a top 25 team at home. So we'll see what happens tonight. But yeah, I just think Devin Royals has to play better. And then Bruce Thornton Jr. is going to have to do what Bruce Thornton Jr. does and probably go for 30 points tonight.
Joshua, he is 12 points behind tying Buford and Jerry Lucas.
Yeah, we're in some heady airspace.
Yeah, we talked about this. Like, this dude could wind up being the all-time leading scorer.
He just needs Buckeye to average his average history. For the rest of the season.
Yeah, average the average. Yeah.
19. I think it's 19 points.
Yeah, 19 or 20. Put that in. More games would be nice.
Yes, it would.
You know,
more
games would be nice if they get to do that. So tonight, all the action is starting at 7:30 after the Buckeye show. So a little 90-minute episode, and we get to some warm-up coverage at 7:30. Beam, as far as sports movies go, where's Remember the Titans on the list?
Oh, it's way up.
Way up, right?
Yeah, it's a Mount Rushmore for me, for sure.
Just solid.
What about you, JP?
Oh, number one.
Number one, easy?
Oh, yeah.
Top of the mountain for him. That's why we did the quiz on Remember the Titans today.
Yeah, I think it's either one or two, and there's really no debate. I like Miracle as well. I know that Austin Ward doesn't like dramatized movies from real life situations, has never seen Miracle, doesn't like Remember the Titans, and I had to chew into him last week because of that. I'm like, well, those are some of the best two sports movies of all time.
I don't care if you Disney up a movie or not.
I don't either.
It's fine. Like, I can separate. Like, I know, like, the them singing Ain't No Mountain High Enough in the locker room probably did not go down that way, and talking about Bertier's mama as well, but that's fine. If I gave you this, you'd know what the nickname is.
Game ball. Ronnie Bass.
Ronnie Bass?
What do you mean? Nickname.
Nickname. What'd they call him?
It's been so long since I've seen
Sunshine.
That movie.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. Sunshine, Ronnie Bass.
Yeah, yeah.
I had this one final one for you, Joshua. Uh-oh. So I had one little clip that I didn't get to play. I think that Remember the Titans has one of the greatest, they call it the title drop. Whenever you have an actor or an actress repeat the name of the show or the name of the movie in the dialogue, I guess it's not a 100%, but they say, make sure you remember, or they remember the night they played the Titans. So fantastic in that regard. Do you know what line immediately preceded that title drop? They're in a critical football game. Coach Yost has them. Yeah, Coach Yost has them in the huddle. I think that's right when he kicked Petey out. He put him on the bench. He got Ryan Gosling back in the huddle at that point. Does he say, you blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'll take every last one of you out. Does he say, with clear eyes and full hearts?
No.
Or does he say, we'll fight for every inch. We'll tear ourselves to pieces.
Blitz all night.
For that inch. Blitz all night.
Yeah. You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
I mean,
the other two drops were very good lines from other football movies, though.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Did you know what the other ones were?
Any Given Sunday. And then what was
the last one?
What was the
every
second
inch,
one he said?
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday Night Lights.
Which I've never seen.
Whoa.
Oh, JP. The movie or the NBC drama?
Neither.
Either. Oh, God. Don't tell Bo Bishop that.
Oh, I told Bo.
Damn dog is named Buddy Gary.
Listen, it's a commitment. I've told you guys. Not a lot of new being watched over here. If I haven't seen it, I'm probably not going to.
All right. What are you guys watching at home right now with the kids?
Not with the kids. Housewives.
Okay.
We're on Potomac reunion. Phenomenal. We started The Burbs on Peacock. They've been promoting it all Olympics long. It's pretty good.
I seen they were doing that.
And then James is still stuck on the Grinch. So
I told you, I got a birthday banner. We did a Grinch-themed second birthday last year. If you want that banner, it's yours.
We might have to pull the trigger on it because he's still not done with it.
Back page time.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Oh, look at this. The return is in for the NBA All-Star Game. They basically doubled the viewership from last time around. So the format that they tossed in there, Joshua, 8.8 million viewers across NBC, Peacock, and Telemundo. That is up from 4.7 million. That's the difference when it's also the push you have for NBC.
Right.
It was on TNT the year before, so that's a huge part of it right there.
Well,
but that format is factored into that uptick as well.
I think the idea of it being on broadcast is big. The idea that people stream it on Peacock, was big. I think the Olympics leading into it was big for the number as well. And then Nielsen changed the way that they actually track the ratings.
Now, I know they're getting more of the streaming numbers into that now.
I'll be curious to see if this is a trend into the future. Like, it looks good right now, but I want to know, like, 2-3 years from now, do we still see these numbers?
Beamer, you and Tim May tonight. What else coming up before the Buckeye basketball game?
Tim May is hanging out with me this evening. We're going to get to his big thoughts around the Buckeyes. He's been covering Ohio State for 40 years, so what's burning in his brain? We're going to hear from Ohio State President Ted Carter. Yep. Get on the State of the Union of Ohio State Athletics. We'll go through a couple of mock drafts as well as we are approaching April's draft from a Buckeye perspective.
Fantastic. Good to see you, Beamer. Everybody stick around. Panama. Ted, good job out of you as well. Tomorrow we'll see you here 3 o'clock for a good, clean Wednesday. Buckeye show up next on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We do still have some slowdowns on the north side on I-71 northbound. Use caution between I-670 and 11th Avenue. Also on I-670 westbound between Grandview Avenue and I-70. It is slow, and we do have an accident East Main Street between McNaughton and Manor Drive. This report sponsored by BHM CPA Group. Tax season made simple. Thousands trust BHM CPA Group for accurate, affordable, IRS compliant 1040 filing. File today and maximize your return at bhmcpagroup.com, because BHM CPA Group simplifies the complex. I'm Heather Pascoe for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Coaches are always looking for extra motivation. Whether it's 86-year-old Lou Holtz, whether it's playing Creed before the game, to galvanize the team.
Yeah.
And I suggested to Ryan Day that Shinedown. Well, first one with fuel, we toss that out.
Yeah, it's a little tough.
Godsmack, fine.
I like Godsmack, a little heavy.
No, that's fine. It's more Boston-y. The Patriots can use Godsmack.
Okay. Can you just think, because Sully Erna is from Boston, right?
Well, have you ever heard him talk? He sounds like Tom Menino. Hey, I'm going to play some music now, John. Go, Pats, go, John.
I'm trying to think of the, oh, yeah, they, I'm not the one who's too far away, John. You know what I mean?
Right.
Snake bite in his veins. You know what I'm talking about?
It's bad religion from a broken nation, John. Shinedown. Look, Ryan Day's standing in front of the team. They're getting ready to play Michigan. He gives his big, fiery, bearded speech, as he always gives.
Yeah.
The world's against us, right? Ohio against the world. Maserati's sitting there with his mouth open, ready to go.
Stop calling him Maserati Marv. It bugs me. We got to stop this. I don't like it.
Jackbag Kyle McCord's sitting there too. Ryan Day finishes the speech. And then, yes! Yes! All right, Spotify's going to kick us off. We can't play more of the song.
I know. They just run out of the tunnel. It's great. Yeah, I know. That's what we need, though. We need that.
Shinedown.
That's your band. Ohio State, now you know.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.